Retail Cast, episode 207, Punch a Giraffe.
And this week, we talk about a lot of Dragon Age Origins, Dragon Age Inquisition, WWE Supercard, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, The Long Dark, Far Cry 4, and making characters for 7 days to die. So stay tuned.
I can't jump that high.
Ow, my throat.
It's Dickens, D-I-C-K-E-N-S, cider. This is like 10 years old. Have you ever heard the little thing? It's like, the first time I ever had Dickens cider. Have y'all ever heard that for real?
What is it?
What's
the product?
It's an orchard called Dickens, and they make a cider, and it's called Dickens cider. But it's a wordplay. It's supposed to be Dickens cider.
Well, I got the wordplay before I figured out what it was.
Yeah, oh my God, hold on. My friend played it for me. This is like back during our D&D days. This is like early 2000s, but here, I'll play it for you. It's freaking hilarious. This old dude starts talking, he's like, well, the first time I ever had Dickens cider. It's freaking hilarious. Dickens. There it is.
Pull out the phone. Pull it out.
Here it is right here. Hold on.
Oh, you got it?
Boom. The Dickens Beverage Company introduces their new cider. We got a little bit of a visit. The advertiser. You know what? I'm mad at my phone. It won't turn to the side anymore until you hit the stupid little button on YouTube, and then it won't ever go back to the regular. Here we go. Here it is, right here.
Well, for us, we just have to listen.
Right. I got it. Well, it's buffering, apparently. Do you have Wi-Fi here?
Yes. I do have Wi-Fi.
Okay. This came from the music comedy of Bob and Tom.
It's Gerald Forsman.
This is not it.
You know, in 1861, the Dickens Beverage Company.
Oh, it's that like guy. Okay.
No. That's not. Oh. I don't know what that was.
Sound like that guy.
Let's see if this is it. Hold on.
You must be Jack.
Nope.
How do you do, Mr. Britton? No.
Not it.
Call me Pete.
Man, just failing.
I know. Hold on. Well, you know what? YouTube changes things around, and it didn't have the right one.
I feel like you should have had this book.
Here it is. Every girl wants a Dickens cider.
She's gonna wanna make Dickens cider.
I mean, what health conscious woman of the 90s wouldn't just love a big Dickens cider?
That's right, Nick. Scientific studies have proven that even a small Dickens cider can relieve stress in most gals.
Exactly. And at your next party, why not try serving up a hot Dickens cider? Hey, Sonny, great bash, but it looks like your little lady could use another hot Dickens cider. Mind if I do the honors?
Sure thing, Nick. What are friends for?
Hey, thanks, Sonny. Even though Dickens cider is loved by women everywhere, it's great for us fellas, too. Right, Sonny?
So true, Nick. I know once I have my Dickens cider, I feel better almost immediately.
In this day and age, when a girl is concerned about what she's putting in her body, she'll just love swallowing down a huge Dickens cider. It's all natural.
You bet. Every Dickens cider will give her a big old load of protein. And hey, gals, it comes in quarts.
Yeah. So, fellas, pick up some Dickens cider for your honey today.
Yeah, you can either get a Dickens cider bottle, or do what I prefer, get a Dickens cider can.
Either way, tonight, give your sweetie a big Dickens cider. Because if you don't, we will. Why? Because we're the Love Brothers.
D-I-C-K.
There we go. So yeah, but there's other ones too. But yeah, so it was pretty funny. Good old Dick Insider.
This Dick Insider brought to you by the Tiltcats.
We are live, aren't we?
Yes. We have been live through the entire thing.
Well, live is a subjective term.
Right. Well, we've been
live on Wednesday / Thursday, look, maybe Friday.
Listen. Listen.
Wrestling produces live, and they can get away with it, like Friday Night SmackDown, when it's originally recorded on Tuesday, because when it records, what is it? It's
live.
Live. So, we're live, so this is the Tiltcast Live.
Live-ish.
That's how they get away with it. It's like, was it live when you produced it? Yeah. And it's Bart, live.
It's Monday Night Live.
Monday Night Live!
Bart,
God, they're in Tulsa today.
And we're learning you the benefits of, you know, when we're having Dick Insider in it.
I think my woman's diabetic. She has to be careful. She has to be careful. Apparently, the sugar in my Dick Insider is too strong, so she has to, you know.
So
apparently, when you get married, you get diabetes because it's like once every other month. I'm just saying. Hey, that's all right. I'm always on call. I got a bottle ready.
I don't know how to follow that up.
I don't know where to go with this.
The other day, I was playing a game, and she was like, well, if you had come to bed, I was ready. I was like, man, I was playing a game. Damn you, game.
Oh, I thought we were talking about drinks.
Video game.
Well, are we not talking about Dick Insider?
We are talking about Dick Insider. We are. Well, then I found an empty bottle next to the bedstand, and I was worried.
Oh, yeah?
I was.
Somebody else gave her a Dick Insider.
I don't know who it was. I'll find him. I'm going to kill him.
Oh, well, I wasn't going to say anything.
I nope, thought I recognized not me. You coming out of my house.
I don't even know where you live, dude.
And that's the problem. Thanks for never visiting.
Oh.
That's the moral of the story.
He could have given her a Dick Insider and you would have known who gave it to her.
I know. That's okay, though. You know what? I know where Rusty lives.
Yeah, you do.
Thanks for never coming over.
You never invite me.
Oh, I've always invited you.
You have
not. You just never came.
Oh, where do I go with that one? I am not sure.
The girls never
Cider?
Came.
So, I'm going to go play Vanilla and Earl.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Hello.
What you been doing this week?
Wow. Well, I would like to.
Besides, you know, teaching us about Dick Insider.
You know what? Everybody needs to learn about that because that's funny. There's a lot of other adaptations of it. But, you know, hey, I've been doing a lot of stuff, actually. Now, here's the thing. You know, I never heard of this game before. I'm playing me a new game.
What's that?
Dragon Age Origins.
No shit.
I know, right? Ugh.
You've been playing DAI?
DAO.
DAO.
Origins. Origins.
Wait.
I know you know about the Inquisition, but you don't remember the Origins. That's what I'm doing.
No, I remember the Origins. In fact, I remember way too much about Origins.
So here's the thing. My friend, I don't know if you've heard of him or not, but his name is Justin Noss.
Oh?
He's a good old boy.
Oh, yeah?
You'd like him.
Oh, yeah?
He let me borrow it.
Nice.
It's fun. So, he also let me borrow the compendium. It hurt my head.
Oh.
So, I only
looked at
the
maps. Didn't have that originally, and then Keith over from work.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, he just randomly was like, I'm not using this anymore. Somebody told me you probably would want this. I was like, you were absolutely correct.
It's like, what?
Okay. I want the cheater guide. Yes, of course.
But I read it, and it made my head hurt, and then I showed, I was talking to Z. And I was like, Justin, let me borrow this. He's like, oh, that's really cool. That's an all right game. And I was like, let me borrow this. And he looked at it and he goes, my head hurts just looking at that. Mine too, but I'm going to play it anyways. So I played it. And then, you know me, not knowing nothing about nothing, you know.
Okay,
I'm a young mage.
Yes.
I'm a young mage. First guy's name was Nosaru, because that's an amazing name. Because that's an old D&D reference from my crew. So I'm playing him, and I'm bebopping around, and I'm bald-headed with the cool, fancy, curly mustache and beard, and I got the cool tattoo on my face, and I got the cool ginger hair, because gingers are cool. I don't care what nobody says. I don't have freckles, though, because I don't steal souls.
I always felt like I was wearing souls on my face.
Oh, you know, hey, I was. You know, so I'm bebopping around town. And then, you know, I can probably get the guy that's like, oh, what was the horror ring like? And I'm like, you need to do it by yourself. He's like, well, I don't know. Can you tell me about it? I'm like, look, dude, get off my flow. I just woke up from a sleep. I don't know what's going on right now. Just go, shoot, look, there's something clean over there. So he goes, and I'm doing the thing. He comes back with his girl, Lily. All right. I don't know who she is. I've never seen her day in my life. Then he's all like, you have to help me. We got to get out of here. I got to destroy my phylactery, or have you say that word. He don't know. He's phylactery. Dumb. He's dumb. He said phylactery, and I'm like, I don't think that's what it's really called. So then, you know, I have to quit. He hurt my head. I didn't know what to do. So I get to work, and I ask Justin, I'm like, hey, is he a blood mage? And Justin's like, I said, should I turn him in? Because you know, the dude's like, hey, I have something to tell you. And he's like, you should definitely turn him in. He's a blood mage. So I get home. I don't know how to delete a game because, you know, I'm not savvy like that. So then I start a new one. Same mage. I'm his twin brother. His name is Sogmaster. I don't know if you know that or not. So then I go around and I'm like, I'm going to turn this guy in. He's a blood mage. So I go tell, you know, my master, my mentor. Mm-hmm. I forget his name. I like to refer to him as Fancy Bottoms. I'm like, hey, I got something to tell you. First, I need your signature on this piece of paper. Don't worry about reading it. It's cool. It's just custom form. So he signs it. I got a raise. And then I'm like, hey, dude, that dude over yonder, the scared one, yeah, he's trying to destroy his phylactery. And he's all like, oh, well, you know, we need to set him up. Come and do this. So then I'm bebopping around.
It's kind of interesting, like, how it has the two different angles. It's like, don't report him. Nothing happens. Or... Mm-hmm. Why don't you just shadow him for a bit?
Yeah, he's like,
hey, we'll set him up for failure. Don't worry about it.
And look, you know, me being what I am at my job, I'm all about shadowing. I'm like, all right, we can do this. You know, I put some, you know, I'm like, I'm stealthy like the shadows. Oh, you'll never know I'm there. I hit up against the wall like this. And, you know, I was a wallflower. So we're going and we're killing sentinels. I'm like, hey, guys, act like you're dead. I don't really want to hurt you, but we're going to set this guy up. So, you know, the sentinels are like, all right, dude, we'll fall down and act like we're dead. So, you know. They thought I killed them, but they're okay. My mom said they didn't die, so I'm pretty sure they didn't. So we go, and we find the phylactery, and then I'm like, hey, dude, I got to tell you something, right? Well, autosave before I got there. And I go in there, and he's got this evil look in his eye, and I'm pretty much sure at this point that he's a blood mage. But I'm not really sure yet. So I'm like, hey, dude, I got something to tell you. I'm going to turn you in when we're done. He's all like, hey, how dare you? I trusted you. And then he disappears on me. Like, you know, he owes me $20 in his payday. So I'm like, wait a minute. Maybe I shouldn't have told him this. So I like look around for him and I can't find him anywhere. I said Marco. No one said Polo. So then I just went back and did their auto save. And then we enter the room again and I'm like, ooh, deja vu. Is this the Matrix? I don't know. So I go up. I don't tell him this time. So we're running out and then I turn him in. And what's this dude do? He had a cough the whole time. I thought he was sick. He like stabs his hand and starts bleeding everywhere. I don't know what he had. But then the girl's like, oh, I didn't know he was a blood, you know. She's all, oh, I didn't know he was a blood mage, but I loved him. So, you know, he ran away. I don't know where he went. So I got to go find him. So that happened. I almost got arrested, but my mentor was like, hey, I told him.
So when you play Inquisition, you'll notice that on your tapestry, he is a part of that tapestry.
Well, you know what? I don't like him, and I hope he never comes to mind. But, so, you know, hey, I found a dog. And that's kind of cool because I went out to the Kikari Wilds.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a, I don't know how to say the word. Mahubri? I don't know. It's a dog. It's a dog. And there's the thing. So the name came up and I forgot how to backspace on the controller. So I hit B. So my dog's name is Dog, which is, by the way, the greatest name ever. Bog? No, Dog. Because I'm supposed to change the name and I forget which button is backspace. So I'm like, oh, B backspaces. Well, apparently, X is how you delete. So apparently his name is Dog.
Dog.
But that's okay. So, you know, I go out in the wilds. I kill some people, you know, having a good time. Meet some chick.
Dog gets upgrades too.
Yeah. I like her. I meet this one chick, like half naked. Apparently she's a witch. I don't know, but she's kind of cute. I like her. So I'm going to go kill her mom soon. But anyways, I digress.
You know you are again.
You know, so we go there. Then I find a little town and there's a dude locked. I made it pretty far. I went outside the town, Lothering or Lorther or something like that. The L town, the L word.
Lothering.
Yes. You know, and I had a good time with it. I stopped. I saved some dwarf.
Who'd you pick up in that town?
Well, I picked up the dude in the cage.
Good.
Sven?
Yes. He was like, hey, man, leave me here to die. I killed a family. I'm like, hey,
you don't look guilty. I think someone put you up to it. He's all like, no, I'm pretty sure when I woke up, I killed that family. I'm like, dude, look, someone slipped you a Cosby, okay? So don't worry about it. You're fine. I said, you're fine. So I went and talked to, you know, Queen Mother. She's on her throne. I told her I was a Grey Warden. She's all like, hey, I got to turn you in. I'm like, hey, look, I seen that dude locked up in the cage out there. That's human rights, and you're not supposed to do that. And she's like, whoa, don't turn me in. I'm like, all right, then give me the key. We're fine. You know, I saved some girl in a tavern. Some dudes are going to rough us up. And she's like, look, I don't like the way you're treating my friends here. Let's fight. You know, I killed the one dude. And the guy's like, oh, don't kill me. I'm a scared little boy. I'm like, leave. Leave my town. Don't ever come back. So she joined my party. Well, yeah. She's a rogue. You know.
She's an archer, too.
I do. I know. I gave her a bunch of leather armor that I found because it was bogging me down. Now, I don't remember. How do you add extra weight slots?
Shit. Now you're fucking...
Because it told me in the beginning, and you know me, I'm like, I don't need to know that. Whatever. I'm just doing magic and willpower.
Why don't you break open that strategy guide?
Listen, I asked the master of the game, how do you pause and assign people? And he goes, I'm not really sure. It's probably in that. And it wasn't. And I had to go to Google. And it was like, look.
Spend like 3 minutes.
It's like, look, you need to set up some tactical because there's only space bar. And I'm like, I don't have a space bar on my controller.
Then why don't you
just
Google
the same stuff? Hey, listen. This is my story right now, okay? Hold on, Hoss.
Hey.
So I assigned them. You know, and then what was cool is after we left the town, we're in this little camp, and I'm about to mac up on, you know, the witch, but I had to pause it. But anyways, my dog bit Alistair. I laughed. I thought it was funny. He's all like, oh, come here, and he touches his ear, and the dog's like, hey, dude, I already have a master, and then it bit at him, and I told him, leave my dog alone, dude. I don't like the way you're looking at him. And then he left, and I petted my dog, and he was fun. My daughter helped me play the game.
Nice.
It was good times. It was a funny story. She was playing, and she realized there was no batteries, and she tried to say frustrated, but she said fusserated. And she just drops controller and she goes, and I go, what's wrong? And she put her hand on her nose and she goes, I'm just frustrated with this game. I'm like, why are you frustrated with this game? And she's like, there's no batteries in this controller. I'm not really playing the game with you. I'm like, babe, you help me go kill those wolves. She's three. She's three. And she goes, I go, you help me kill those wolves. And she goes, there's no batteries in this game. And she like dropped it like it was a microphone and just walked out of the room. I laughed when she left. I thought it was the funniest thing I ever heard. I learned from the week before, you don't laugh at her when she's mad, because she was reading a book.
Uh-huh.
And it was called the Parable of the Lily. Foreshadowing, I know. And I was like, here's the farmer's daughter and the end. And she goes, no. And she's trying to tell me there's like a dog. I'm like, no, baby, look. And the end, and she starts to cry. And you know, the father of the year I am, I chuckle. She saw her cries. And then my wife's like, you're an asshole. And I'm like, that was the funniest thing I ever saw. And then my daughter's like, you're mean. And then I felt really bad. Wow. So I can't laugh at her no more. But when she left the room.
So what you're saying is your daughter pulled a LeBron James with the controller and just walked
she
out?
She did. She just like, boom, there's no batteries. And then she came back out, and I'm like, baby, there's batteries in it now. She doesn't know to open it. There's no batteries in it, but I made her believe there was. She's like, oh, so then she's playing. She's like, I want to go kill that guy. And I go, baby, you know this isn't real, right? We don't kill people in real life, because she's at that age. And she's like, I know we don't kill people, but he has to die. And she was talking about Alistair. I'm like, I agree. Let's kill that guy right now. Oh, it was great. Oh, she made me laugh so hard. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing. I've been playing that game. It's amazing. I love it. My brother's going to get me Inquisition for my birthday.
Ooh.
Or Christmas, one or the other. I don't know which one yet. And he's going to get me a Trampled by Turtles CD. Yes. This is going to be a good Christmas in the candy household.
Sweet.
But yeah, it's fun. I enjoyed it. Unlike the Mass Effect saga, which bored me. Oh, I know. Don't.
Oh,
I just wasn't my cup of tea.
What?
It wasn't my cup. Whoa.
Why do you got to blaspheme in front of the altar that is the Tuckcast microphone?
Listen, I didn't say anything bad about it. I just said it wasn't my cup of tea.
It has to be.
That's blasphemy.
Okay, it has to be your cup of tea.
Whoa, look. Okay, look. I am not scared of anything.
As Justin pulls up a skull, double-bladed axe.
There are a lot of games that you all have played that you're like, this really sucks. I didn't even say it sucked. I just said it wasn't. I played about 8 hours. And I just didn't like it. I didn't like the gameplay in it. It was not my cup of tea. There's nothing wrong with it. It's a great game. Calm down, killer. Calm down. You know what? I didn't punch your dog. Calm down.
You need to borrow two from me.
I have all three.
Well, play
two. I got to return. Skip one. I got to return two. One and two. You know what? I'm not going to. It was fun while it lasted. Look, it's like that one girl that's crazy. You know she's going to break your heart. And you know it's probably going to be in front of some other dude that's going to punch you in your face. But you ride the ride until it's done. Okay? And I rode that ride, and 8 hours in, she's like, look, I like your brother better. And I'm like, all right, that's cool. Go. Have fun. And I just let it go into the wild. And that's okay. Huh? And that's okay.
It's not okay.
It's funny because it is the same company, and there are some... like very
similarities.
Mass Effect 3 multiplayer. I really loved that. I even did a gauntlet with it, and I really like that. My brother loves the Mass Effect saga. That's fine. Not everybody has to like the same game. Okay? I'm just saying, it's the truth. It's the truth. Some people are not shooters. Some people don't like Call of Duty. Some people do. It's fine.
What do you mean you didn't like Picard?
I love Picard. look, don't project your madness onto me. I'm just saying, I did not like the Mass Effect, and that's fine. I really like the Dark Age saga. I know I came late to the game and all, but it is. It's really fun. I enjoy it. I'm looking forward to playing it again. So, hey, it's good times.
Yeah, Dragon Age is cool. All right.
And that's what I've been doing. And I've been playing a little bit of Supercard.
You know, right now. I think it's good that you're finally getting Origins out. Origins.
After I play Dark Age, Dragon Age Origins, I'm going to play the second one, and then I'm going to play the Inquisition.
And you're going to hate the number two just as much as we did.
Probably. Listen, why is everybody trying to tell me what I'm going to hate? Everybody told me. I'm going to love Mass Effect, and I did not like Mass Effect.
Okay, here's what you won't like about two. Now, I do like the story and the setting of 2. What I don't like is they reuse a lot of the same dungeon designs, and what they do is they block off certain areas and open up other areas.
I remember you saying that.
Mm-hmm. And I don't like that. Now, the customization's better. The combat is...
More action-based.
Like, it's you can you pause it at all?
It'll play a little bit more like Skyrim.
You can play... you can pause it, but... It didn't have like the tactical camera, where you could see the entire battlefield. You would go to each person, you would do whatever attack you had set up for them, so you can go and set the attacks for everybody. And
see, I don't
near the end of the game. You really,
I thought
that
would be fun, but I like picking a tactical menu where it told you what it was and you could change it around a little bit.
You know,
and that's fun. I like
that. You know what you need to do is go into the tactical settings and set up all the and or statements.
That's what I did. That's what I've done.
And you can play it more or less.
Yeah, that's what I've done.
Without going into the without freezing it all the time. Mm-hmm. Just by setting up that stuff, so...
Yeah, and that's what it said to do, and that's what I did.
And until you hit, like, a really hard boss fight, then once you hit the really hard boss fights, you'll be, like...
See, I fought the ogre. I fought the ogre before I lit the bonfire signal, before bitch-ass decided to skip out of town, like he owed us money, and it was midnight.
Hey, who killed the ogre? Was it you, or was it one of your melee characters?
No, I killed him. I hit
him. But the final strike, was it you?
Oh, I don't know.
Because one of the cool things about Origins is if you had a melee character, you'd like climb up on top of
the face. Oh, no, it was. He did, because he jumped up. He's like, yeah.
And they do these really cool kill animations.
It wasn't one of the other two guys. But yeah, that was fun. I thought that was cool. I was like, damn, he's whooping that ogre's ass. But no, I really like it. It's fun. I set the tactical menu up to where they do the different things. I got my magic power up to 30, so now, because I read the book, and it said the different little combinations. I tried to do the I got the force field, because it said do force field on the tank, and then do one of the fire ones. So basically, it makes this great big fire thing, and the tank's fine, but everything else dies. But every time I throw the force field out, it freaking, the monster, or one of the enemies jumps in the way, so it hits that. And I'm like, well, that sucks. I'm trying to hit the tank. So I am doing the dark, not blood magic, but I'm doing the other one. So I got 30, so now I have sleep along with horror. I'm about to put them bitches to sleep and hit horror, and they're going to have nightmares and just die in their sleep. So I'm really looking forward to that.
And that's kind of what you do with the mages. You either hit big area effect, or you kind of micromanage your other targets.
Yep.
And that's kind of what I do with my...
And that was fun. I enjoyed it. So yeah, I think the guys are going to have fun playing a mage, but I was like, hell yeah, the mage is awesome.
You got a lot of options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. lot of options as mage.
I had fun as a mage. When I played the game originally, I had a rogue that I was playing with, and then I played mage. And I also played rogue and mage in two.
And it pissed me off because I loved the test early on. Was locked. I'm like, damn, I don't have a rogue.
I know.
This fucking sucks.
I take a rogue in my party every single time.
Yeah, yeah, I did. But I was reading the different ones that you can do, and I know I've got to leave Morgan or whatever her name is back up. I'm like, hey, look, I think we should be more than friends. She's going to tell me, and I'm going to go steal some stuff for her and come back. And she's going to be like, we have to kill my mom, and I have to leave her behind, go kill her mom. So I'm looking forward to that. Flameth. Yeah, I know the names.
What?
So you know I really played the game.
So if you get the opportunity early on, I would suggest to wait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait to kill the mom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. Look,
let's just say that it's like one of the best boss fights in the game.
I know she turns into a dragon.
A hard dragon fight.
I know. Listen, I don't know why if my Xbox is jealous, but I was going through and I'm getting like these shifty eyes from these kings that I've seen in this game. I think it knows that I'm cheating on Dark Souls. I'm getting judgy eyes. They're like, oh, who's that guy? And I'm like, oh, my bad, dude. Calm down. You should know me.
Here we are. Speaking of that, just random bit of knowledge about Dark Souls 2.
Dark Souls.
Coming out on PS4.
Dark Souls! Number two.
Number two. They're redoing the graphics on it and adding all the DLC content and adding it out to PS4.
Nice.
Supposedly right before Bloodborne.
All I know is, in the next 2 years, I'll probably get a new console. That's all I'm saying.
Alright, so basically, what we've done is in the first 26 minutes of this, we've talked about WWE, we've talked about Dark Souls, we talked about Dragon Age, and we're done. Basically, that's the Tilcast.
On the first point, we do have to let the listeners know just how amazing it is that are all here right now. Because WWE Raw
is in town.
Is at the BLK Center right now.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm poor. And I didn't get my free tickets like last time. So the WWE is going to have to wait to see my presence, okay? Just going to tell you that right now.
I'm just going to have to call tonight off.
Now, I'm pissed because if Sting shows up and I'm not there, because I'm going to watch it when I get home, I'm gonna punch a giraffe in its neck. I'm not even playing around. I'm going to find my son's stuffed giraffe punch it.
Punch a giraffe in its neck.
Throat punch a giraffe.
Because Here's the thing. I have never been to a wrestling show where Sting has come out. And I have a feeling Sting's going to be there today. If not, he's going to be in the Oklahoma City show tomorrow for SmackDown. One or the other. I don't know yet. But yeah, so that's that. So I know there's a lot of people from our work that I know that is going. So they told me they would let me know how awesome it was if he does actually show up. So
just rub it in a little bit.
I know.
Of course.
Yeah.
He was a little salty.
My greatest encounter ever was I went to a TNA show with Henson, and we were looking to the side, and we saw Eric Bischoff, like, surveying it before he got fired. And I was like, oh, my God, that's Eric Bischoff. And Steve's like, where? I'm like, right there. And he goes, oh, my God, that is Eric Bischoff. So he's, like, surveying the crowd, seeing on the dark match how it's doing. He looks over at us, and I go, hey. Like, he's like, do I know this person? I'm all like, in the wave that I do, I'm like, I was playing it cool. I was like, hey, what's up? You know, like, give him the cool wave. And so I was like, oh, my God, it's Eric Bischoff. And he goes like this. He goes, I'm like, and Steve Henson's like, Eric Bischoff just gave you the what's up. I'm like, oh, my God, greatest day ever. And I tweeted about it. It was amazing. I have pictures on my phone. Oh, so great. But yeah, no.
Who's Eric Bischoff again?
Eric Bischoff was the one that was during the Monday Night Wars. He was the head of WCW.
Yep.
And he beat the WWE for like 84 weeks in a row. But like all stupid people, when you get high on the hog, you have to advance, and he just reveled in it. And then WWE made a better product, and he could never come back. But for 84 weeks, that's almost 2 years. He whooped WWE's ass.
So. Oh, that guy.
Yeah. But yeah, so anyways. But no, yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, Eric Bischoff. He fired Stone Cold Steve Austin via a phone call. He's like, hey, dude, you're fired. But no, I mean, yeah, I love wrestling. But yeah, you know what, hey.
You love wrestling.
I like y'all better.
Aww.
His face.
He likes
unless he has free tickets.
He likes us better than paying for tickets. That's why they.
Listen, I can't pay for stuff. I'm not gonna lie. Oh, dang! I put up Eric Bischoff, you piece of crap.
So.
Rusty found a picture of him flipping the bird.
Oh, it's amazing. But yeah, no. But now here's the thing. Even though I make jokes about when I was on Dragon Age, no, it was really fun. I enjoy it. But Rusty has even bigger news.
I do?
You
Rusty
do.
Does.
Rusty
so
has amazing news. Oh, my birthday's Friday, y'all. That's all I got to say. Yes. My birthday's Friday. I'll be 36. Or in my world, 63.
I start saying I'm starting to see a little salt in that pepper up there.
It's always
great. Look at that gray, man.
I know. Oh, I love it.
Just for men.
No. Mm-mm. I embrace my gray.
Just for Earl?
Just for Earl.
Just for Earl.
I really want my whole hair to go gray. I really do. I'd love to be gray.
Well, fucking bleach that shit.
No, I don't want to bleach it. I want it to be natural. But I'm going to.
Now, I remember when that was green.
He
was supposed to be blue.
Listen, that
but
lady at Dillard's,
you
I hate her so much.
You went and freaking swam in a pool with blue hair, and it turned green.
Listen, that lady at Dillard's that in the towel section that decided to make fun of me because my hair was green, and I asked her if she was happy with her job choice because she's selling $100 towels, ain't nobody in the right going to make it. And then she cried a little bit, and I got asked to leave. She had it coming, okay? That's a condensed version. But yeah, because I got lost in Dillard's. I didn't know where to go. She thought she'd make fun of me.
Earl wants to embrace his gray. I just want my hair to skip the whole gray thing and
just
fall
go
out.
Yeah. I'd be good with it.
I really don't want to go bald. I'd rather go gray than bald.
I'm already half there.
I know.
And he wishes he was.
Yeah, I really do. If my hair was to the level yours was, Rusty, I would gladly be shaven every day. Why? Because a razor would last me a month.
Oh, well.
As thin as that shit is.
Oh, fuck you.
I'm ready to talk. I'm ready for Rusty to share what he's been doing and his big news.
Oh, shit. You want to start with Thanksgiving? And we didn't even trade Thanksgiving stories.
Family food, good times. Go, your turn.
All right. So let me start with Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving is amazing. Every year I make a turkey that's way too big, and I think I talked about the 22-pound turkey and the.
Did you do a 24 this year?
It was I had an option between the 30-pound turkey, which I named Turkzilla, the 22-pound turkey, which was named Rocco.
Ooh, did it have a modern life?
It did have a modern life.
Should have made a ham to make it his friend.
I know, right?
Oh, no, it actually would have been roast beef loaf to be his friend, because his friend was a cow.
Yeah. Moo. Anywho, we ended up having a 22-pound turkey, 5 pies, 5 or 6 pounds worth of mashed potatoes, a green bean casserole.
All for 2 people.
And cream corn and rolls. I love
cream corn so much.
For 3 people.
All for 3 people.
Needless to say, the fridge is still full.
Yeah. I love cream corn. We have leftovers for days. And Rocco had his revenge.
Did Rocco have his revenge? It went straight from Rocco's modern life to Rocco's revenge.
Oh, Jesus. All right, so basically what happens when I eat way too much is that I start burping. And it's like most people hiccup, I burp. So I think I got up to, 100? 100
something
different,
like that.
I was just walking around, burp.
Now, keep in mind, Rusty had like 6,000 calories on his one
well,
plate.
Well, when I do Thanksgiving plate, I don't care if the shit touches. It's going to mound, and that fucking plate's going to be heavy, and I went right through that plate in fucking record time. Ooh, boy, was that good.
He had like 2.5 pounds worth of food.
Oh, that was amazing. And the gravy this year was fucking spot on, too.
Do you make the gravy?
Oh, yeah, I make drippings gravy.
Nice.
And I've been watching Food Network, so I know how to make gravy now.
The gravy was drinkable gravy.
Oh, it was awesome. Absolutely. If it was in a gravy boat, I would have sat there and drank it right out of the gravy boat. It was so awesome. But, you know, that's me.
There's nothing wrong with a good gravy.
Yeah, I love good gravy. That's good stuff. But On top of that, that same day as I was cooking the turkey, I was going through some of the Steam sales that they had on this, you know, for this weekend. And I was sitting there thinking about maybe picking up like Shadows of Mordor for PC because it was on sale. And a couple other games, and as soon as somebody said something, because Crystal jumps into my room and is like, "No, no, no, don't do that." I found out why.
Yeah, what is that?
Apparently, what happened is I'm getting a Xbox One.
Nice.
I'll be getting an Xbox One, and the reason why she said, "No, no, no, don't do that," is because when she bought the Xbox One, it also came with Shadows of Mordor and
Master Chief Collection.
The Master Chief Collection, as well as 1 year worth of gold. So,
yeah, because we were talking about it. It's like, what am I going to get? I was like, well, I'll just get him a year of gold. She's like, no, no, it comes with it.
Yeah. So,
what that's all about. Read that.
I've got all of that coming now, and that was a surprise. I'm sitting there going, okay, well, I was going to pick up this game for it was $35 or something like that on Steam. And
I don't know what that guy did.
She's like, boom, you're going to get this. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
You got to save your money.
Yeah. So I didn't buy anything on Steam because I knew that that was going to be a thing. So I'm really super stoked about that because now I'll actually be able to play some console games. And, you know, Master Chief Collection is one of those games that we were talking about as an option for Gauntlets. And, you know,
or Gauntlet or for Extra Life.
Yeah, or Extra Life, which we still haven't done.
Well, I was thinking about that. Like, we could. There's enough game there that we could start with the beginning.
Yeah.
And just keep co-oping and keep co-oping and keep co-oping until, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's quite a bit of a game. Now, I'll be getting all of that. That's, you know, that's a big chunk of game right there. I mean, that's 3 Halos, the freaking 100 plus maps of multiplayer. And Shadows of Mordor, which, I mean, you still haven't even completed.
No, I still haven't. It's because I've been busy with some other games.
You know, and those are some of the games that I really wanted to play, but I also kind of wanted to get Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, because I've been watching Jason over there
starting to get the bug.
Yeah, I'm starting to get the bug again. I don't know why. But
well, not only that, but
It is a quality game.
When it comes to the multiplayer, it's probably the most fun I've had with it since Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah.
I've said that each week. But at the same time, he actually got to sit down and play
some multiplayer
with me, even though it is...
Split screen.
And for some reason, whether it's an issue with the server and loading and rendering two separate screens... Or what, for some reason, it has an issue that if you are split-screening online multiplayer, every couple matches...
It'll freeze.
It kicks you completely out of the game.
It'll freeze up on the game.
That's kind of bullshit.
And then it kicks you right back out to the start menu. Now, there's a couple things that, you know, that's kind of got me worried about your Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only is it doing that on the split screen, and it's only happening on split screen because you can play, you know, normal perfectly fine. But while he's on split screen, it'll kick him back, you know, every so often. It's also dropping networks, which has me
That's no bueno. Yeah, I mean, maybe it's has something to do with the router, though, too.
Well, that's the thing. I thought that it was the router until I went out and bought a friggin' $150 or $140 router. You know, brand new router, and put that in there, and it's still kicking them back to, to the dashboard. And we're still running into some issues with network connectivity, though I don't think it's the same issue. So I'm concerned that it might be his Xbox that's doing it. So what I'm going to do is once I get mine, I'm going to start doing that, and I'll play a couple split screen matches on that and see if it kicks it back out on the disc version of Call of Duty, and see if it's also dropping network if I'm hardlined in. We'll see if it's actually his Xbox, which I'm sure that Xbox would be able to fucking fix that shit. or I'll be right there with them shoving it up their ass.
Oh, this is a family show. Watch your language.
Family.
My grandma listens.
Well, your grandma's awesome.
She's dead, by the way.
Thanks. Oh, well. Your grandma would... I'm not even going there. All right, so...
Okay, so it's finally there. Evidently, their forums were just so overloaded.
What?
But it is on Activision's support forums.
For split-screen?
For split-screen dumping you back.
Well, okay. Yep. Well, that still doesn't fix the network issue, so...
I'm not seeing the network issues.
I know that you're going to have to get a little bit creative with your network, too. Setting up two Xboxes on it, I had a little bit of issue with Trent when I was living over there with two Xbox Ones.
You should call Holt and Amber. They had two Xbox Ones.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure that they just run it off of a router.
Right, but we had to set up port forwarding to make it even work.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I had to open up separate ports for his and mine so that it would recognize two Xbox on Xbox network.
I picked up a decent Cisco router, so I will have all that configurability, so I'll be able to get into it. And
it's been a minute since both me and him were on it. I mean, it was back when Titanfall launched, so it's...
Are you going to get Dragon Age on Xbox One?
No.
Well, he's already been playing it on PC.
Well, yeah, I know. Did you get the collector's?
No, I didn't get the collector's edition.
Because I was looking at to make sure you get Xbox 360, because Justin didn't think you could, and I showed him on the website. Because the collector's edition has a bunch of badass stuff on it, like... two mounts, you get like a bog unicorn and something else. You get to sit on a throne with the ancient dragon skull.
So, like, yep. The throne stuff you won't run into for several hours anyway. Yeah. And the mount stuff you won't run into
for several hours. And then you get the cool armor and the awesome spells and stuff.
Well, I ended up picking up the pre-order version, which gave me the dragon weapons.
Oh, okay.
But it didn't give me the dragon armor, which, I mean... The weapons are only good for, like, the first portion of the game anyway. Okay. You get way better weapons.
Well, I've been finding shit left and right in that game. Like, yeah. It's like, at a certain point, I'm just like, man, I wish there was a traveling salesman.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I understand that shit. What?
So they're saying port forwarding is the
workaround?
Is the fix for the split screen
issue. Do you got to set up a separate port for Call of Duty?
Well, no, basically he forwarded the additional ports 3075, 3076 to the Xbox, which fixed his net settings.
That must be the ports that it's trying to jump out of when it's running the multiplayer on it.
Hmm. Port forwarding is an easy thing to set up, so I can...
It's just figuring out what ports you got to open to make it work. You know?
Right. That's the issue. But... Yeah, I mean, that's something that I could try. That's not a problem at all.
I mean, otherwise, like, if you're not playing split screen right now without doing anything additional, the multiplayer's near flawless.
Well, you've been playing a lot of it, haven't you?
Yeah.
Because I jumped on early. I was like, Jason, you're off? And I was like, let's play some Killer Instinct.
Yep.
How long have you been fucking playing Killer Instinct? Because you've been off all fucking day.
Oh, we just played for about... an hour or so.
Oh, well,
right. Yeah, we jumped on right before you got off work, so...
Gotcha. Okay.
Because I was playing something else.
Well, I got through that, and then, of course, so this is Cyber Monday that we're recording on, so I decided that I was going to go ahead and peruse some of the stuff, and I wanted to pick up Call of Duty Advanced Warfare anyway, because I want to be able to multiplay with Jason and Aaron and a couple other people. But I also wanted to get some other Christmas stuff. So I decided that I was able to get a solid state hard drive for 60% off. I was able to get an external hard drive, 2 terabyte external hard drive for about 60% off. So it was about $80. I ended up picking up, the Air Force Sentinel, Turtle Beaches for the Xbox One. Now,
are they really that great a headset?
The
Turtle Beaches,
yeah,
yes.
Amazing. Okay. Now,
the only thing better out there on the market, really, in comparability, is Astros. But you're paying for an Astro,
right?
Yeah, their cheapest headset's $150.
I've liked the Turtle Beaches pretty well. I got a pair of Turtle Beaches. I have a pair of Afterglows, and I have a pair of Tritons. And out of all of them, I probably like the way the Tritons fit my ears the best, because I wear glasses, so I got to wear it over, you know, and it presses up against your frame. So, like, it's finding the... For me, it's finding the comfortable cup for my ears.
Like, the headset I have at work is the iHip, and they always messes up my glasses.
Those are the ones that go over your ears?
They have the, yeah, but it's like it pushes in there, and it's always uncomfortable.
Yeah. The Air Force Sentinels were, you know, of course, they're a Call of Duty edition headset. So I figured that would be good. It's got the bass boost, and I found that it's wireless to Xbox One. And it's funny because the exact same version of that that headset for PlayStation is a wired headset. It wires through USB directly to the console.
Well, I will say, versus both consoles, the one edge that PS4 has on it is you can plug virtually anything into it. Use the little 3/4-inch jack. Like, you can use your cell phone headset with your PS4 controller. You just plug it in and use it.
Well, you can do the same with the Xbox One. The only thing is you have to have...
That fucking adapter.
That adapter.
Now, the Xbox
One... And these headsets come with that adapter.
Right. The Xbox One controllers, if you put the adapter on there and you do the download for the... you update the controller, basically, to run it. But it also... sends the game sound through the controller via Bluetooth, so you can have just the cable between your headset and your controller, and you don't have to fuck with anything on the back of the Xbox. Whereas the other Turtle Beaches, you ended up having to have a connection, a left and right audio on the back of the Xbox for it to work right, and it had its own transmitter.
Let's say the other thing, like, I'm not trying to start console wars or anything, but
oh, I think, like, you are.
But, again, one of those other things is any Bluetooth headset with a built-in microphone will also work on a PS4, so you don't have to have any kind of adapter or anything. You can have a Bluetooth headset with a microphone, and it will work. So whether
it only gets the chat sound, though.
No, it gets both.
It does?
Yeah.
Okay, well...
As long as the headset's capable, like, of both.
It basically does... Like, if it'll work with your phone... It'll work with your PS4.
Okay. I know that Turtle Beach, with the newer generations, has been trying to get away from using batteries in the headset itself.
Well, the way I bring that up is, I won't say specifically where it worked, but we have a pair of headphones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do those work?
Those work with your PS4.
I was about to ask you about that, because they have that built-in microphone.
Somebody at work was telling me about that, and he's like, hey, check this shit out. And he was just like, I just hit Bluetooth on it, connected the Bluetooth, and now I got... My video game sound, plus I got my chat sound all through this little pair of headphones at about $50.
That's not bad.
And those are pretty good headphones, too.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, if Aaron and Jason had gotten a PlayStation 4, I'd be probably going to pay a PlayStation 4. But there's some... Just because of, there's things that, that I like about the PlayStation.
We still plan on having one in the house. It's just...
I go both ways. Like, I've been playing
Xbox. I heard that about you.
Been going Xbox One and then sometimes PS4 for some of the stuff that's a little bit higher end. Like, with Dragon Age Inquisition, I wanted to have something I wasn't worried as much about a lot of things. And I was like, I'm not going to be playing this multiplayer. Right. You know, like, 3/4 of everybody I know is playing on Xbox One. I'm going to still get this on the PS4. Dragon Age Inquisition.
Oh, yeah. You can play multiplayer.
It's
cool. Well, here's the thing. Now, those headsets, the thing I like about the most is it came with a flat cable. So that's what I use at work. And the flat cable went out. So I had to talk to one of the girls that used to be my old boss when we worked in the specialty department. She was like, just call them. You're probably going to go to voicemail. There's only one person there. I'm like, okay. So I called and it went to voicemail and I left a message. About 2 weeks went by and no one ever did anything. So I'm like, okay. So I actually went to their website. I found the number and called, and some dude with an accent answered, which isn't a big deal or anything. and I sounded like the most non-confident, like I could have been a scammer, because you're supposed to, they're supposed to ask you for your account number. So I was like, I just went blank and I just sputtered some stuff out. But basically I said, hey, I bought a headset through my work. the flat cable went out. I was wondering if I can get a replacement, but it did not come out that way. And the dude was like, oh, yeah, that's not a problem. It's like, what's your name? What's your address? All right, we'll send you out a flat cable. I'm like, oh, okay. Never asked for anything like that. A week later, I get the package. I got two flat cables, and I got the little thing that charges it through the USB port all for free. I'm like, heck yeah, warranty for the win. So, yeah, so I have an extra flat cable in case that one goes out. Boom, so I get back up, and I'm good. Plus, I got the little charger. I'm like, it's a good thing, because I don't know what happened to my other charger. But, yeah, no, it was really cool. I was like, that's some good customer service right there. So, I actually think they did a really good job.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I sounded so... I would have if I would have called us, it would have been like, yeah, no, you're not
you're not the
person.
Right person. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go not away. At all.
You're not Earl.
You're not Earl, yeah, because I did
you're
not...
You're not an authorized user on this account.
Oh, it was horrible. But, yeah, but no, the dude was cool. He's like, oh, yeah, no problem. You bought it a couple months ago. No problem.
Sweet.
Heck, yeah. So that's a they did have a really good customer service. I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Turtle Beach, we've always never had a problem.
I liked them pretty well.
I have never played.
The only issue Rusty and I ran into was with our old headsets. And this was just purely due to age. Is right above the pivot point for the ear cuff, the plastic cracked.
I remember you talking about that on the last one.
And it happened on both of ours.
Taping so, that crap up.
Well, it happened on all three Turtle Beaches that we had.
Was it a defect?
It was in the same spot.
Was it a defect it had?
Well, no, it was just... Well, or it's a structural issue.
A structural issue with age. Because when you think about it... So, these headsets, they fit fairly snug. And that's because Turtle Beach focuses on...
And we had big heads.
You do have big heads.
We do have
sounds,
big heads.
Said very
sounds like Shifty Henry's, the original defect.
We do have big heads, but their headsets, they focus on you being able to play your game and everything else without any sound leakage. So you're not disturbing anyone else who might be in the room.
I hate it when I wake up in the morning and I'm like, oh, God,
sound leakage.
I got to go take a sound leak.
You know what? That sounds like Shifty Henry because my old car, it had a defect on the driver's side door and the handle would break in the same place every time. So it was like, here's a door handle. So it would break right here and it would just basically be a little piece of plastic you'd pick up. Because we went to the junkyard to find in every single car that was there, the driver's side handle was missing. And they're like, yeah, it's a defect with the 97 Toyota Tercel. The handle always breaks. So everybody, when they buy them, they just buy them in bulk. I'm like, well, that really sucks. Yeah. So for like 6 years, I had the car for 10 years. For 6 years, you just learn how to open it with two fingers and hope you don't cut your finger because I cut myself. But it's fun to let people try to open it because they'll cut themselves like, son of a bitch. But,
I mean, it wasn't a huge problem. You just tape it back up. The only problem was the ear cup never really...
It never sat right after
that. See, right. I'm the one that I just had the default headset. I'm all like, hey, what's up, guys? Well,
but the chat headsets are perfectly fine. But when it comes down to it, if I'm playing Call of Duty in one room and then he's playing Call of Duty in the other room and Crystal's trying to figure out, you know, something, or she's wanting to watch TV,
or
she's
going to sleep, you know.
Well, I am also kind of hard of hearing, so I turn my shit way up.
I have an issue with those headsets because I even at work, like I will get into whatever I'm doing, and then it's like a horror movie because it's like someone will come up behind me and I think someone is stabbing my back because I'm so into it. And it's all like, hey, I'm like, fuck, oh my god. Hey, it's like a scary movie. I'm not all a fan of that. I'd rather hear the noise coming.
But the new Turtle Beach headsets for the Xbox One, the wireless ones actually power off of the controller.
Which is a double-edged sword, kind of, because you're also... because you're playing off of batteries, right. And you have a headset that also drains the power from those batteries. That means you're cutting a battery life in half.
Hence so the reason he bought the Play and Charge kits.
Yeah, on top of, you know, getting those headsets, I also got the Play and Charge kits.
What is that exactly? What is a Play and Charge kit?
Well, for the Xbox, it is a lithium-ion battery, rechargeable, that
for your
goes
controller.
Into your controller, and then it comes with a USB cable, which connects to the Xbox.
So just like with the with the 360's wireless controllers.
Right. Now
that's kind of cool.
The plane charge kits, they were on sale. They were like $25 or $24 or something like that. The normally 30, and it was the Microsoft, you know, product stuff. And the 9-foot cable's not really super long, but it's perfectly fine for both of our applications.
No, my 9-foot cable's pretty long.
Here's the thing. When will they do like Mad Catz did on the old school controllers where it had the little USB thing and you plug it in and you hit the switch on the bottom and it has vents and it freaking cooled your hands? That was like the greatest controller I ever had.
No, I had one of those for the PC.
Did you? Oh, so great.
You want to know what happened?
What?
I sweat into the damn thing.
No, the one I had, man, it was like, so you got the controller and it was like, so here's the controller, right? So it's like this side all the way down to here was nothing but air vents. And it was on both of them. And as soon as you flip that switch, it was like a mini fan was blowing on your hand. So your hand stayed cool the entire time.
I had a PC controller.
Well, your PC was stupid.
Here's an issue with that, Earl.
There's nothing wrong with it. It was amazing.
All of the all of your rumble effects and everything for the controller.
It's right there.
Are packed into the...
Oh, it rumbled, and it was great, and had a light, so at night it lit up blue, and you could see. Oh, was that amazing. I still have it in storage. Oh, I love that controller.
Because it's in storage.
I don't have the... That just it was for the PlayStation 2. I don't have a PlayStation anymore, Rusty.
That just reminds me how great we all thought it was when, you know, the N64 came out. And you had the rumble pack for the controller.
Oh, brother, cheated. He had the damn turbo controller.
Giant rumble pack that came
out.
I remember those things.
My brother had the damn turbo controller, and he cheated on Star every Fox. Fighting game. Hit that damn turbo, dead. Turned off really quick. He cheated on Street Fighter, on Killer Instinct.
We're not talking about turbo buttons.
I'm telling you what happened. I hate that damn turbo button. I do. I'm not lying.
So,
right. So,
but besides that,
got that.
I know you've been playing Dragon Age.
I played a fuckload of Dragon Age, man. I'm up to 60 hours in that game now.
I am too.
60 hours, and I looked it up because I really wanted to find out. And I went to How Long to Beat.
Yeah.
And the completionist on that averaged at 90 some hours.
Wow.
So if you do everything in the game, that game will put you back fucking 90-some hours.
What was the speed run?
The average... Well, the speed run was like 56 or something like that. And then the average, like, you know, the average play time was like 70. You know, so that's about how long
I kind of feel like I'm getting to a point where it's looking like it's close to the end of the game.
Really?
Yeah. Now, is it the kind of game that will be like, I'm just playing?
No, it's... Well, it's done that a few times, actually.
Yeah, no, it does.
I do you see what I'm talking about, though? Like, playing through the main missions, like, are so much better sometimes than the side missions.
Maybe. Okay, well, let me go ahead and say this. Well,
I will say this, too. There's a couple ways that I'm playing this wrong. All right. So, we're talking about Dragon Age now, and I'm just going to set some records straight.
Okay.
So, I think the way that you should do this is the level suggestion for the first time you go through a store mission after you hit the Hinterlands is 4 to 7. I say you go through till you're about level 5. Do that mission, go back, because the next mission after that is like level 10 to 12 or something like that. Do some more stuff in the Hinterlands or wherever else opens up for you, and then go back at level 10 to 12. And I say when you hit the middle part of the level, stop doing side missions for a minute and go do that stuff. It's just like that shard thing. I got distracted by those goddamn shards for like goddamn 7 to 8 hours going to different places collecting fucking shards. And I'm just like, oh my god, these fucking shards... Don't know why I'm collecting. It feels like flags in Assassin's Creed.
Well, it's a little bit different, though. I mean, with the shards, they have a purpose. I figured out the purpose.
Okay. I'm not all the way through that little dungeon because I need more fucking shards.
Right. I was able to complete one of the...
I'm done with two of them now.
You did two of them.
Shards okay, well, code for drugs.
Shards are bad. Suck my dick.
Well, there was a point...
Well, let me explain that. So there's a dungeon that opens up. And you have to open it with shards. But it says, find these shards. You don't have any idea what they're for. So you go through and you're looking for these fucking shards. And then Rusty says, no, gather more shards.
No, you do.
And then I thought that, oh, okay, I got enough to open up a door. Well, there's like three doors. So, like, it means that you got to go through. And it's weird how that's staged out because it's like level 7 enemies, then level 14 enemies. at the end part of the dungeon. Right. So I'm thinking I should have been collect, like if I'd have just waited and then came here, like I'd have been like kicking this thing's ass and it wouldn't have been that big a deal. So now, am I getting a reward that's worth it?
You know? Now, does Dragon Age Inquisition, say you're supposed to do a quest, right? And it's, say, level 15. So you go off and, you know, you go off and do a side quest and you go up to level 40-something. You go back. Does it auto-adjust the level? No. So the thing, or is it say...
No, it says... So the way that this operates is it has this big old map.
Yeah.
And you open up, you send, like, one of three people, or you send forces, secrets, or, like, ambassadors or something.
It's connections.
Connections. So you can send these, like, three different types of forces or three different type of people to go unlock this area. And okay. either it'll unlock an area, it'll give you a few resources, okay. or unlock an area on the map that you can go to. So when you're doing that, there'll be these ones that have these, like, an area that's very clearly story. And I'm going to say that because mm-hmm. it's marked with a certain icon, if you will.
Right.
It's not really an icon.
But is it the icon, like, in the first one?
No, it's something that you will obviously know when you've played this game.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, this is a story mission. And when you click on it, it says suggested levels.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
So you don't have to necessarily do it. But I put off some of these so long, like there was one that I put off for a while, and I went through it with a party, and we just, like, I kept hitting these supply crates. Like, it was expecting me to be doing worse. And I was, like, four levels higher than all the enemies, so mm-hmm. I was just, like, mopping.
Yeah, because, like, in Skyrim, you do that, and you come back, and it's, like,
well, they always
auto level 10 quests, and you just destroy everything.
Well, but with Skyrim, it auto-adjusts the level to match your own, no matter what
It auto-adjusts the levels for a lot of the main quests and bigger side quests, not for everything.
Not for the stuff in the open world, but once you get into any dungeon with Skyrim, it already auto-adjusts the level to whatever.
Yeah.
And the only difference with that is, like, when you're on hard mode, it sets everything, like, a level higher than you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you're on, like, the really hard mode, then it's, like, everything's, like, two or three levels higher than you. Like, which is why there's no reason to put Skyrim on hard mode.
Right.
It's just...
Yeah.
It's just the same thing.
Yeah.
The,
You don't get extra XP or nothing.
The big thing here is, okay, to tell you kind of where I'm at without really spoiling the game is that I got to...
that one place with that one guy at that
the
one time?
The second area for the Inquisition. The new area for the Inquisition.
So when you...
Okay, and once I got there, the map opened up basically, and I've only done one side area mission, and I've spent most of my time just running around and talking to everybody.
So
now,
so you're talking about the main area for the Inquisition, the new main area for
the new main area.
Now, and you're at 60 hours?
I'm at 60 hours.
Your completionist record is going to be like 140 hours.
Well, so my question is this. Yes. Do you just like when you go to do something, you just randomly just shout at your TV, "No one expects the Spanish Inquisition." Do anybody do that? Because I would.
Nobody expects the Andrastian Inquisition.
Oh, it'd be amazing.
Inquisitor. No, I've found a lot of really, really good situations.
So you, on your thing you were talking about, talking, that was real. You weren't making a joke.
Oh, no.
When it said to do, and you said you were talking like the blacksmith, you were being honest?
No, he was being honest.
Oh, I thought he was making a joke, because I put that joke out there about the Druflo. I thought he was joking.
No.
Oh, my bad.
No, what I did... Sorry.
There's a lot of people to talk to in this game.
When I went to that place, first of all, when your character says that this place is too big, there's an issue there. He goes into one spot and he says, "Man, I've got enough space to store an army." Now,
by the way, there are more kickback surprises from prior games. I'll just
I've noticed quite a few of those. What?
So what you did? You did your tapestry, right?
Yes.
And you got all yours saved up. Does it add a whole new element? Like, it brings in stuff from the old one?
Yes.
Okay. It changes the story drastically. Yes. And here's what you can do. So there's two ways. You can either put your Xbox online, like plug it into an Ethernet cable.
Because I have to do that with you. I got to save it to a flash drive.
And then save it to Origins.
Yeah.
Or go to the website, Dragon Age, was it DragonAgeKeep.com?
Yep.
And pick the choices you picked as you go after you finish the game. But that's more labor-intensive than just picking a character.
Well, I found it was really interesting, because if you do the tapestry and you go through all of it, you can go to the completed tapestry and hit play.
Yeah.
And it will go through and tell you the story. You know, up to that point. Yes. It will.
It will go from the very beginning. It's narrated. It goes to the very beginning of the Dragon Age story, and plays through all of your
decisions. You need to do that.
I need to do that.
And in situations where you think that you might want to change one of the situations, like one of the options, it'll have a button that pops up and says, you know, change tapestry, and you can click that to choose a different.
Who does the narrating?
I will say
who does the narrating.
And I don't know who it is, but
so something you should know, Earl. There is a DLC for Dragon Age Origins.
I know it's 1.5. My nephew by marriage asked me if I had played Dark Age. Or, I mean, Dragon's Age, blah, blah, blah. I was like, what is that? It's just like, it's like 1.5. I'm like, no, I have not played that.
Yeah. It is another 20 hours of gameplay.
Is it?
And it's really good.
Yes.
Play. Well, I have to.
But you got
to
beat the game.
Yeah.
You take the character that you use to beat the game, and you go on to a new area.
Okay.
And complete a new quest that ties in with
everything. Hopefully, by the time I beat it, we'll have internet again.
The DLC for that game is pretty damn good.
Yeah, hopefully by the time I beat it, we'll have internet.
With the way you play games, like, that trilogy will probably last you the whole year.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll talk about it every time I'm on the town. I don't care.
As I was going through there, I don't know if you have this or not, but I go and talk to every single person in the party. And I talk to them in multiple different things. I'll go do quests, and I'll go back to the keep, basically, and just talk to everybody.
I've been pausing in between a little bit to do several things and then go back and talk. There's going to be some really pivotal things that you'll need to do.
I like the
save scum. I'm not even lying. There's a couple of things that you're doing some big quests when you're doing some story quests.
Uh-huh.
That feels like you're getting close to the end of some of those said story quests. Big decisions, like Walking Dead, big decisions.
No. I've run into a couple situations with that where... I love games that make you sit there and think about your morals. There is a situation where it's bad either way you go.
Here's a question. Is it what game was that? Was it GTA 5 where you had to torture the dude? Is it that kind of decision bad?
No, because
on
rails on that, you kind
of
had
or the
I really didn't
BioShock.
That big of a deal, to be honest with you.
Well,
I mean, that sounds bad, but it was.
For instance, and I'm gonna try my damnedest to not do any type of spoiler.
You should just say spoiler, just in case.
If you're worried about any sort of spoiler, skip ahead 5 minutes.
About yes. Now, what in this? Of course, you get a character that is a canary.
Yeah.
Okay. If you talk to him enough, you end up having a specific quest, like a quest that's specific to him.
Yeah, and that happens actually. In your quests are broken up, you have your quests at your main story, and then stuff called your inner circle. The inner circle is all the side quests for all your party members.
Right.
How many party members do you have, by the way?
Let's see.
Do you need a monster?
Man, that's...
I'm going to tell you how many I have, and you tell me if you have the same.
Amazing, okay.
So I have a mage as my main character.
Right.
I have 3 extra mages. Three. I have 3 rogues.
That's really good.
And I have 3 warriors. I have 9 party members.
You like
okay.
The orange? You like the orange?
I have...
It's really good.
3 warriors. 1, 2, 3 rogues.
Do you have 3 rogues?
Yep.
It's really good.
That's the best one yet.
Yeah, my friend introduced me.
And really I have 1, 2, 3 mages.
Okay, so
he liked it too.
I'm still kind of wondering if there's any more unlockable characters. It feels like I got a shitload.
Right. Well, there's a lot of characters for this game, but
you look tough.
Like,
thank you.
You're welcome.
For the Canary characters,
like,
did you get his? Did you get his quest? His specific quest. It has to do with an alliance.
Okay. That's fair.
Now, the end of that that whole thing makes you really, really choose between two bad options. You have no win situation.
There's always a win.
And
I haven't even made it through a single side quest for the inner circle yet.
If you have not done it, this would be the time to do those little things. Like, some of them start off as, what did I say, a map quest.
Basically. Yeah, I started some for one of the mages, and I started some for one of the rogues.
Okay.
And that's the only stuff that I've done.
There's a couple things that you can do. Some of them start out as map quests, and as you do those, you go talk to that character, and they'll get the reaction from what happens from, you know, sending your forces to do that. I take
the main character you start, the main person you start the game with, I started their quest.
Okay.
So I've gone through a big chunk of that one, which is actually pretty interesting so far.
That's the Seeker?
Yeah.
Okay. Rusty, just remember, there is no bad and bad choice.
No.
There's party member leaves and party member stays.
Okay, no.
There's always that with Dragon Age.
Actually, you have some of those options later on in the game and some of the stories.
I have a question. So, does this have the banter? Like the one when I'm playing, I like it because, like, Alistair and... That I was going to Morgana. They're always going back and forth, and it's like, are they flirting or what's going on
here? Part of like the way the story opens up even more is based on who you have in your party. They all talk to each other while you're going out through the world.
Okay, I just want to make sure because that's what I really like on that. Because I'm playing it, and I'm just listening to them talking back and forth, and it's like got really awkward at one point. I'm like, are they flirting or is she really going to attack him?
Because
it's fun. That's what I like most about the game. I'm like, I really love the banter.
There is some genuine hate there between Morgana and Alistair.
That's fine. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was funny. I'm like, heck yeah, it's great.
And those are actually just, I'm not going to spoil a lot with this, but those are probably your two biggest choice characters in the whole
game. Yeah, and it sucks though because I have to be careful because like the first one I did, it was like the merchant that was. I don't want to say that word because that would be mean. taking advantage and had like the sister and she was trying to do it and I was like being all diplomatic. I'm like, hey, did why you don't find we the just... I don't think so. In the town? I guess I didn't. Oh, wait, no. You talking about the girl?
No.
The enchanter. Which one am I thinking of? Mm.
I know what I'm talking about. Because I thought he was going to say that kind of special word.
Mm-hmm. No. But anyway, so you talk him from cheating the people. And you go, okay. And he's like, you can buy from me. But it was like, Alistair liked it, and I got +3, but I got -3 because Morgana thought I should deal swift justice to him or whatever. So I'm like, man, that's what sucks. But then whenever it was the canary in the cage, I was like, well, I'm going to get you free. And then both Morgana and Alistair thought that was the right choice, so I got favor with both of them.
Well, that's the thing about Dragon Age is you cannot make everybody happy all at once. And if you do try, you tend to put yourself in a situation where you can be easily compromised in diplomatic situations. You don't choose a side, so you end up being at the shit end of the stick sometimes.
Because I was reading the thing, and it was like, Alistair... Or you end up gay. Yeah, it was like, Alistair, you don't have a set thing. It just happens in the game, kind of Morgana. Morgana's like, it doesn't have a certain thing that makes them make or break. It's what happens throughout the game. Yeah. So I'm like... really being cautious. I'm like, I really don't want Morgana to leave me.
But if she can, there's some really big choices I didn't make with her that I transferred over to my new game.
Mm-hmm. Did she join in the new one?
In the new game, I don't know, but I mean, like, the whole, like, the choices that have carried over for some of the stuff, of things that I've done in that previous game has carried over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gotcha.
Just remember, don't try to stay neutral.
Oh, I know.
If you stay neutral on everything, one, like Rusty said, you'll be decked in some of those diplomatic choices. And two, you could actually end up Alistair's princess instead of the hero or the king.
With the bandits on the road, I didn't kill him, even though it said it, but I was like, hey... why don't you just give me your crap and you can leave and I won't kill you? And they're like, I'm so sorry. And they ran. I got their crap. But I didn't like... one part was like, cool, now I'm just going to kill you. And I'm like, I don't want to be that dick.
There's bigger situations. Yeah. And one of the
I just talked him out of it altogether. I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. I haven't been like a really big dick for anything. Now, like the chick... like the lady in the temple, when she was like, oh, you're Graveborn, you need to like leave town. When I went back and talked to her, I'm like... I'm going to intimidate her this one time because she's really getting on my nerves. And then I intimidated her. So.
Yeah. I mean, you end up with some really, really interesting choices. And for one of the things that I can tell you right now, Sven, the dude you shaved from the cage.
Sven! Yeah. Sven! Sven is a reindeer.
Okay, well, he's really hard to please. He's not an easy person to talk to.
No, and you actually kind of got to be kind of a maybe a chaotic.
Right.
You what, do, what, well, what is it? It's chaotic.
I don't know. I would this say isn't the new chaotic one? Good. No, not chaotic good. He's more of like a lawful neutral.
Is this in the new one?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is kind of lawful.
Oh, neutral. It's in the first one.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I can be chaotic. When I did D&D, I was always categorized me as chaotic neutral with chaotic good with neutral tendencies. But if he's lawful, then I should be fine.
Well, the thing is that with him and his religion, which is completely different than everybody else's. He values things differently than everybody else. And if you are trying to go the good route, Morgan's going to hate you.
Morgana?
It's Morgan.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. Morgana. So, she's going to hate you. Absolutely.
You got to kind of like just play it.
Yeah.
Just play it.
Just work with your own morals and see how it works.
Like, and sometimes I veer off my moral compass just because I want to know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And well, so there are sometimes when, like, I have the opportunity to do something, I'm like, no, I mean, yeah, if I was actually this person, yeah, I would be lawful, good, etc. But since I'm playing a video game, I'm going to judge a fool. I'm going to be a hard ass occasionally. And then, you know, things happen that's a little bit different.
No, or you could be like Rusty and choose to let Alistair die because, you know, he misread the signals and kissed you.
No.
Here's the thing. With that merchant that Morgana didn't like me on, I'm like, look, I've said, I really thought, I was all like, I want to kill this guy.
Or Anders,
I want to kill this guy and get it over with. But then I was like, look, there's a, I'm like, look, there's a.
If you talk to Alistair enough, like, the game is very, very liberal in a good way. Like, it lets you, if you want to be a gay character, you can be a gay character.
Mm-hmm.
The one is not real good on its signals because you don't know what you're giving.
Right. Like on the very
like sometimes you just think you're just being really friendly and then it ends up being like
he's like whoa dude what are you doing
let's suck each other's dicks and I mean like it doesn't
no in the first game you'll notice there's some characters that are a little easier
well no I understand but what I'm saying is I want to kill that merchant right because I'm like look these people are refugees you're taking advantage but that girl was there I'm like look I'm not going to kill you in front of a sister so I'm just going to be like hey dude you need to stop taking advantage of people and then Morgana got mad because she's like you should just kill him
I didn't kill him either
but I wanted to but I didn't
I talked him into selling stuff at a better price
that's what I did but that's what I'm saying it made her mad I was like I could have just killed him and but I like the most thing is the detail on it because even though it's Xbox 360 it's like you get the thing, you're just covered in blood. I'm like, hell yeah, I'm all covered in blood. Yeah, that is amazing.
Origins was especially crazy with the blood. Like, mm-hmm. Inquisition has blood, but not like Origins. Origins is like, you just took a blood shower.
Yeah, I like it. That's what I like most about it.
Origins has those repeated scenes that are similar to what you saw in, what was it, Gears of War 2 or was it 3, where you come out of the giant worm just...
Covered.
I like that though. I was like, yeah, I'm dirty. Yeah, I killed me a man. I killed him, bare hands.
But
bathed in his blood.
But because we are 10 minutes out just on Dragon Age.
Yeah.
Did you play anything else?
It's not wrong with that.
I know. I can tell you right now. No.
So what'd you do, Doss?
I'm talking about two things.
Yeah.
Far Cry 4.
Yay!
I played that yesterday and today.
Mm-hmm.
That game's pretty good. Very much the appeal the last one had, it is very much Skyrim with guns. They've added a few things, notably more things to fly. Flood this little bitty chopper called a buzzsaw or whatever it is, but it's really handy for getting around. There's a lot more zip lines. There's a lot more... The main... You know, I don't want to spoil what's actually going on in the world because it's pretty interesting once it gets into it. Basically, you're fighting a rebellion. And it'll explain within a couple hours what's going on. So it's noteworthy that you should just play the game and just jump into it. It looks great, obviously. Goes without saying that that series has always been at the top of its game. Even the old series was one of the better looking games. This one is definitely one of the best looking games on the new console. Better look at Dragon Age looks good. This looks better.
Really?
It looks stupid good. Runs at a good frame rate. Like, I haven't had any issues with that. The driving is my only bitch. I need to figure out how to change the driving controls, because it is basically just like walking. But you're driving, and you know that wheels don't turn as sharp as you do when you walk. So sometimes you have a e-brake button, and the stick moves up and down, and that is your guess. So, and you just pull back on the stick to brake, which I don't understand. And it kind of works most of the time. They added a feature that I thought was actually really cool. So set a waypoint, get on a vehicle, get on the road, and it shows the map of how to get there once you set the waypoint. And you click on PS4, you just click L3, It just drives on its own.
Oh, that's cool. It's like autopilot.
It's on autopilot, so now you can use your weapon while you're on autopilot to shoot things, and to regain control, you just start steering.
That's so really cool.
All you do is you can put it on autopilot for a minute, it'll navigate all the corners, it won't go breakneck speed. It'll go at about a little faster than you go in normal speed, but it is letting you shoot your sidearm while you are driving. And I thought that was pretty fucking cool.
That is kind of cool.
I've hunted lots of animals. I am definitely not a vegan in this. There is another feature that I thought was really cool. So, obviously destroying a camp with a Molotov cocktail is a really fun thing to do in Far Cry. But now that you kill and skin animals, you also have their meat. He carries around a meat bag, and right now my meat bag is upgraded from 1 to 2, which gives me 3 pieces of meat.
Can we just call it what it really is? A meat sack?
A meat sack.
There we go. Thank you.
The bait sack. So you take a piece of meat or bait, and you chuck it in the middle of a bunch of guards, and then a random predator runs out from the outskirts and jumps into the fray.
Oh, that's amazing. So like
a leopard just dives in, or a bunch of fucking dingoes or whatever they're called, like a lured a whole pack of dingoes into a camp.
Listen, in my mind,
mass chaos while I shot people with my bow.
In my mind, I'm imagining if that happened in real life, they're like, "Hey, you don't belong here. So I got a present for you." Really, a piece of meat? What is that supposed to do? That sounds like a lion. Roar! I'm like, "Oh crap, it's a lion!" Or "Oh shit, it's a cheetah!" Oh,
like the basic mechanics are the same as 3, like liberating camps, etc. Mm-hmm. Okay. All the things were good. Like, they played it safe, but it's fun. And to give you a good example, so I've tried several different ways to assault camps, and I've only liberated like 3 of them. The one that was my most, the one that I had the most fun with was I released a elephant that was in a cage. Once he started causing mayhem, and then I threw a piece of meat in there, and then I had a leopard that jumped into it with the lion, elephant. So they're out there like killing folk, just running amok.
Did you name your lion Stampy?
I didn't name him anything. He was just killing stuff. And when they both jumped in there, all I had to do was shoot like 2 guys in the boat and I was done. I was like, my work here is complete. This is exactly how I'm taking out every installation. I don't need a rocket launcher. All I'm going to do is just send my wild animals.
Listen, if that happened in real life, I would have so many meat sacks. I would. Oh my gosh, you know how fun that would be?
You just
that dude that cut you off in traffic, you stop him and he's like, "What are you doing?" It's like, "What's a piece of meat supposed to do?" Roar! Oh shit!
I'm just saying, oh, like it
great.
Is
great.
It's like I have four grenades on me that I've used a grenade twice. The piece of meat has been so much more effective than a single grenade.
I bet it's been fun.
It's like having a leopard in your pocket.
Oh. I bet it's fun to watch.
It is.
It sounds so much fun. Because, and listen, if that happened in real life and someone threw something at me, I would run. I'm like, "Oh crap, it's meat! I'm running, it's meat!
I need to play this game."
Oh, it sounds so it's much fun.
It is pretty cool. But yeah, Far Cry 3 or 4, unless it just sucks at the end, like it's more Far Cry 3. Like, not a lot of big risks.
Yeah.
But it's pretty fun. Assassin's Creed Unity, still somewhat unplayable, so I'm kind of putting it to the side. It's not really going to hit the game of the year for me unless they fix it. Like, there's some things that seem really interesting about it. It's just the frame rate, like, kind of sucks.
Yeah, they're supposed to be releasing another patch.
Like, Ubisoft has actually come out and talked about how bad the frame rate is. Well, and how they're trying to fix it. Just it felt like they released the beta version.
Not only that, I mean, they went so much to say, you know what? For anyone who doesn't have the season pass, we're going to give you the first DLC at no charge. For anyone who does have the season pass, what was it they were given?
I don't know. I bought it with a season pass. Listen, like
it makes me sad because
anybody with the season pass. Oh, anybody with season pass is going to get their choice of a free game. They haven't released a game list.
It makes me sad because they made such a big deal out of it, how great it was.
Ooh, oh, they talked the shit out of it, and it looked cool, which yeah. I was like, oh, we're getting back to our basics. This looks like a good Assassin's mm-hmm. Creed game. I get it. It doesn't play very well. And then Dragon Age, get that the next week. I ended up playing way more Diablo that week because it didn't play very well.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, Dragon Age is out. I'm not playing any more Assassin's Creed until this gets fixed. And it's just so bad because mm-hmm. it's really, like, it was one of those I was hoping, oh, maybe this will be in my top 10.
Yeah.
Like, I really do.
Because it looks really badass.
And now that it's not, I'm just like, man, this kind of sucks.
You spent all that money on it. And
yeah,
it
I spent about $90 on this damn game.
Mm-hmm.
No. Not what I was expecting.
That makes me sad because they made such yeah. a big deal out of it. You watch all the videos. Well,
you know, they've got frame rate issues. The game has had rendering issues. There's been, of course, co-op issues with the multiplayer.
You should look at it on Metacritic right now. Like,
I mean,
not
that Metacritic is scored.
Not that Metacritic is the Bible for everything, but
mm-hmm. but
the problem with the game is not necessarily the story and stuff. It's yeah. the fact that the game just doesn't play very well.
It just doesn't work.
And
you put out a broken product.
That sucks.
And it could be, but it could be one of those things that they come back and redeem themselves, just kind of like Obsidian did with New Vegas. Like, that came out a fairly broken product, and then, you know, 6 months down the line, it ends up being one of the best games ever made. Like, in my top 20 of all time.
Right.
I don't see that, but it could be one of the better games this year if they come back and fix it, I hope.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm looking at, you know, like, news stories and stuff like that, and if the one of the very first things is that I see is, you know, so Ubisoft, they are apologizing and saying that the crew is that's from them too.
Yeah,
they're saying it's not going to be like Assassin's Creed Unity. It's not going to be
maybe
as buggy.
Maybe they give me the crew for free.
I do see that a recent news article from them saying that the CEO of Ubisoft has apologized profusely for the bugs. And
it's just that it's
probably the most telling is the Xbox One and PlayStation 4 bundles that included Assassin's Creed Unity. This was some of the only bundles that didn't sell out on the Black Friday deals.
Oh wow,
that's sad. This was going to be their big crown jewel.
This was supposed to be big, yeah.
Yeah, and it just...
Yeah, it's one of those things that I kind of wish I had waited. It's just, it's a tried and true franchise, even though I didn't like Black Flag as much as some people. Like, I've always liked all the Assassin's Creed games. Mm-hmm. Not going to lie, like, I've just liked them to different levels. I think that 2 was my favorite.
You and I have been the biggest proponents of it on this show for...
I'm a big fan yep. of the franchise. Even the ones that aren't as good, I still think they're good games.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, 3 I didn't think was as good. I didn't think that Revelations was as good, but I thought it was a good game. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it would be like if Fallout came out with another game that just wasn't as good, but yet it was still part of the franchise in the world. It was still a good game, but not
that. It was still a solid game. It wasn't that perfect game, but it was a solid game.
Well, like 2 was an almost perfect game, and Brotherhood was a really good game, and then it's kind of slowly went downhill.
See, what I've happened with, because I have Assassin's Creed 1 and 2 for Xbox 360, and I'm like, yes, it's great, and then I'll play it for like, I don't know, 3 weeks religiously, and then I'm just like, I'll put this down for a minute, and then I'll never go back to it. And I'll pick it back up like 6 months later. I'm like, all right, yeah. And I'll play for a couple days. I'm just like,
I didn't finish Black Flag till a year later. That was
it's just one of those games where I'm like, I love it, and then just like, you know what? I'm just gonna put this down.
Yeah.
Something about it is like, you know what? I'm done. I really am. It's just
still haven't completed 3. I did not play Black Flag, and and I probably won't play Unity.
I'm just sad.
The game didn't change so much.
And you called. I remember on one episode you were just like,
I was.
Yeah, you were like, it's not. They're not gonna. It's gonna be bad. It's gonna be bad.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things that I thought were really cool with how the story's being set up with Unity.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so bad that it's been overshadowed with all these technical issues that it's.
Yeah. Well, and it's like they said, the technical issues and the bugs, they were completely off, caught off guard.
Like, it would have never, what happened it would at never, launch. I don't think that it would, I think it would do pretty damn decent if it didn't have the technical issues, to be honest with you. I think it would be a pretty damn decent
game. Well, and let's face it, with Ubisoft's track record, it's not like this was something that necessarily showed up in their beta testing and...
It's what's crazy is they have so many people that work on these games and how they didn't spot this kind of bug, because it's...
Huge.
Well, Ubisoft is a huge company. Like, we're not... Like, they're not as big as Activision, but the amount of people that work on a single game is like the amount of people work on a Call of Duty game. Like, they put an assload of people onto it, you know? What? What?
It just pulls up that picture.
No, I unlocked my phone and Eric Bischoff is still flipping me off.
Oh.
Okay. Let's see here.
Have you, Eric Bischoff?
Okay, this is on their website. So, if you purchase a Season Pass or Assassin's Creed Unity Gold Edition, which includes the Season Pass, you are eligible to choose one free game from among a select list of Ubisoft titles. These titles are The Crew, Far Cry 4, Watch Dogs, Assassin's Creed Black Flag, Rayman Legends, and Just Dance 2015.
You could have had Far Cry 4 for free.
No, you can have The Crew for free.
So, I wonder if I can get it on Xbox One.
Wait,
I got Assassin's Creed on Xbox One.
Yeah.
Now,
I guess I'll be trying out The Crew.
We are currently setting up a system to process this offer. We will provide an update on how to claim your free game soon, so keep watching there.
I wonder, I mean...
Website.
That's a hell of an apology.
Well,
like The Sims, right?
Think about this.
Or SimCity.
How much is the season pass for Unity?
Mm-hmm.
It was $30.
Okay, so let me go ahead and just say that
your free game
Far Cry 4 is still $60 or $50, or from them. So
I'm sure it'll be a digital download.
Well, I'm pretty sure it would be too.
Take your Far Cry 4 back.
Here I am going Assassin's Creed Unity. I guess if you buy the game and the season pass, you just get one of those other games for free.
But see, here's a sticker to it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're going to be discontinuing the season pass sales.
Mm, gotcha.
So it's not like you can go out next week necessarily and go buy Assassin's Creed Unity with the season pass to get a free game.
I guess the gold editions, if you pick those up, I mean, you'd still be able to get it.
Yeah.
I mean, so what are you saying? You want me to get Far Cry so that I can play Far Cry with you, or what?
No, I don't necessarily.
No.
Honestly, I believe that I'm going to pick up Far Cry for PC anyway.
I think you need to just still wait on purchasing any games.
Fuck. Seriously?
That's why I haven't bought any yet.
I think you need to wait as well.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, guess what? I'm not buying you any games, so... Well,
thank you.
You do what you want to do.
Thank you, Earl. Thank you.
But I will get you something for Christmas, though.
Oh, great.
You know, Grandpa Earl will give you another dollar.
Got you a dollar.
Dollar. Woo, you got to be quicker than that.
So, I think we're kind of talking more like new stuff.
Yeah.
I will say that I'm kind of trying out, just real quick before we jump into a break. Because I do want a break.
Do it.
But I do want to say that I am trying out The Long Dark right
that
now.
That looked amazing. I wish I could have saw the whole thing.
So, that and then... making a really crazy looking character on on some days that I can add a character customization feature.
Oh, really?
And it's a little broken.
This dude
a little broken and be.
This dude had a V-shaped six-pack underneath his shirt, and he had big-ass man boobs. It's like a woman triple double D with this six-pack and this big-ass ashtray ass. It was amazing.
With these little, like, pencil calves.
And
like,
then he turned to the side, and he had the great big chin and the drawer.
I mean, it was like amazing. Like somebody from The Hills Had Eyes.
Or Andrew Buford.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then we were looking at, like, it lets you see third person your character's, like, inventory, and he was in a pair of boxers in the backpack.
Nothing else.
His fucking shaped body.
He'll have to show
he's
you.
He's just like, he'll
show you on break. It's hilarious.
Really fucking weird.
Wow.
Well, I'll be playing more of that with Holly after I fix her computer, but.
Yeah.
Long Dark is a survival game with no zombies, no crazy. It's you're surviving the elements and wild animals
in the Canadian wilderness.
Yeah.
What?
And they're going to be setting up like story modes, but like the right now it's sandbox mode and gets you two different environments. One is like in a frozen lake, and I haven't done the other one.
It's called Mystery Lake.
But it was $10 on Steam, and it's just this. It's got kind of a cool looking art style, which is very kind of cartoony, sort of hand drawn.
Oh yeah.
But it was funny though, because he was frozen, and he lit a fire.
Oh yeah.
And it only stayed on for just a little bit, and he lit it again. He said, "I'm gonna take a sleep." I'm like, "You're gonna freeze to death," because he got warm. No, but you gotta freeze to death. He goes, "No, the fire's gonna stay." I'm like, "You don't stay that long." Like after an hour, it went out, and it went 2 hours. It woke up, and he was like, "I'm so cold." I'm like, "You're gonna die."
I actually looked at this.
It was on a $10 sale.
Okay.
And it's been something I've been following for quite a while. I want to say I've been following it for about 3 or 4 months. Just seeing it, I was like, you know what? I'll pick it up if it goes on sale. And picked it up, and I was like, this seems pretty interesting. I'm just going to have to give it a shot.
It looks cool.
It may be what I do after you guys leave tonight, is just dick around with it.
Hmm. I don't know. I
guess me dicking around with games is probably the things I need to twitch, I suppose.
Yeah.
Because I dick around with a lot of stuff. I'm a very ADD gamer, so like I'm playing Dragon Age, while playing Far Cry, while playing The Long Dark, while supposedly playing Assassin's Creed Unity, while supposedly playing Diablo, and while supposedly playing Shadows of Mordor, but...
You're going to have so much game here in a little bit.
I kind of figure we ought
to. How are you going to go to school with so much gaming?
Well, he doesn't have to go to school finals for like 3 weeks.
Next week?
This is dead week. And next
how are you going to find that blonde girl with the nice old you know what if you're going to be gaming all the time? The one that the old Jason ran off.
Mm. What? I don't
random know. Conversation from like 3 weeks.
Gotcha. Okay.
4 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Thank
you. Jeez. Okay.
I'm so confused.
Let's take a break.
Yeah.
Let's take a break.
Breaking.
We'll be back. I miss you guys.
Let's go ahead and do that again. Yeah. Everybody on three. 1, 2, 3.
And we're back from break.
What the fuck were you?
It was Nos.
I know, right?
I don't do what the man tells me to do, okay?
I'm my own man. You stick it to
I'm a ramble.
I love it when you stick it to the man.
I love it when I stick it to you.
No.
That was a productive break. We were talking about what we're going to do for... We've been talking about doing an extra life. We've been talking about what we're going to do for that.
For those who don't know, that's 24-hour straight of gaming. Of any
streamed
game.
On Twitch.
Of any game, really.
I just want to do something for the kids.
Man, I really...
It's always about the kids. I love kids.
It is about the kids.
I love my kids. Mm. And I love other people's kids.
Yeah, you do.
Not that way, you dirty. You're a horrible person.
I am a horrible person.
We looked at...
I work with a horrible person. It rubs off.
We looked at Justin's 7 Days to Die character.
Buford.
You looked at Buford.
Oh, he's amazing.
He's the missing link.
Buford looks like the missing link.
He looks like a wrestler?
It's not possible to have a six-pack and have that shape. It's just not possible.
Well, he's like
peanut on abs.
Yeah, it's like he's sort of pear-shaped, didn't he?
Yes.
I just kind of want to... I want to see from somebody else's perspective, just see him run at top speed. Because he's going to run at the same speed as everybody else, but he's just going to be this portly fellow just chucking across the waist.
It's like he's worth actually soon. Picking that game up just to do that.
Oh, I was like, he's going to tire out soon.
That game is... Well, if you saw my Steam game list, you can see that it's number 2 in most played games.
Yes.
Dota, then that, and then...
And it's about to... Surpass Dota by a
30
couple
more
hours.
30 more hours, you gotta surpass.
Yeah. Once I fix Holly's PC, it's probably gonna pass it because she's gonna be like, hey, let's get on 7 days. We're like, there goes a whole day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it when you can lose yourself in a game and not realize what time it is.
That's the kind of game it is. If that would be, like, you know, we gotta think about like what we're gonna do for Game of the Year, etc. Me and Rusty still have to finish games. There's one more game coming out this year. And I found a way to get without spending money.
Oh.
you know, the crew.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So
yeah.
I'm gonna have to get that for free.
I won't have to. You can do that though. That's
since
that's
they're giving me a weird refund type situation for Unity. But Unity's not gonna be in that list. And I still need to beat Divinity. I still need to beat Shadows of Mordor. And a couple other things. But kind of going into this, like, we need a game that we can play for
games.
Extra play.
For games.
Or games.
Extra life.
Or extra life, yeah. And what we need to do is we want to get a game that you guys want to watch us play. So this is our question.
Right.
What game do you want to see us do for extra life? It'd probably be on a Saturday/Sunday.
Yeah. And yeah.
It may be one of those things where you start off before me and I get home from work and just jump right in and hope that I can power through after a 12-hour day at work.
No.
That's
hard, dude.
Nah,
you're already drained.
Figure something out because that would be rough, dude. Really rough.
That would be rough.
Yeah. Knowing you... I'm sitting there perfectly fine with enough caffeine to make it through a Sid Meier's Beyond Earth game, and you're sitting there freaking getting drunk on sleep.
Well, it's because I've been working, and that's
exactly
the part of the thing.
That's my thing is on Saturday into Sunday, I'm not going to get off till 10 or later. So, I'd be looking at jumping in on Sunday. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is a thing. And just but the game. If you don't say Colonial Marines, I will not buy it.
Colonial Marines, that's my boat.
So, like, in all seriousness, though, we need a game that we can play for 24 hours
or games.
Mm-hmm. And we got multiple systems. The only one we can't multiplay on is a PS4 because it would just be me, or maybe me and Steve-O. Rusty wants to jump in and pitch in. So it's going to have to be Xbox One or PC
mm-hmm.
or I'll, 360.
I'll
but
pitch
it'll
in.
Be easier. It'll be easier to stream off an Xbox One or PC.
I'll pitch in with commentary. I'll come over to your house.
Right. I'm more comfortable.
Air mattress back there.
I'm more comfortable streaming with on PC, and I don't have a problem with like packing up and LAN partying, and I can do multiple things. I can even work on my laptop if I must.
Rusty's trying to tell you that he'd rather just be a recluse.
Basically. When it comes down to games, I'll play anything that you want.
Colonial Marine.
So, the idea
if though, I have it.
No, you gotta buy it because they want you to play Colonial Marines.
So to lay down on the table, we want to play something at least co-op.
Right.
Me and Rusty want to play something together.
We gotta play some multiplayer. I mean,
that'd be
Dota 2. Rounds,
well, if it's on the Xbox,
like
one, I can play it.
We had thrown out the idea of Halo.
We'll do Halo. We could also...
Because you guys could split screen and I could do a single screen and stream it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shoot, once we have two Xboxes in the house.
Or if you had the complete edition.
Going to be getting that as a digital download. It's going to be part of the system, I think. So it'll be a non-disc game.
Gotcha. Well,
so
I
plan on picking that up.
So there's the idea that we could do something like that. I'd even pitch the idea at Rusty, let's do Divinity Original Sin.
Mm-hmm.
Do that co-op the entire game.
That would be kind of cool. I mean, we would... Oh my god, that would be a fucking huge game. How does co-op work on that game? I've never even thought about it. Like, you pick one, your main character,
when you guys come to an impasse on decisions, you play rock, paper, scissors with each other.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
So if
that's
me and you
cool.
don't agree on the decision on the quest dialogue, then we play rock, paper, scissors to get through it.
Nice. If the characters do?
Yeah.
So,
oh, wow.
And then I would just play one of the main characters and you would play the other main character.
Correct.
Okay. And then...
And then you have your two party members. So whoever's hosting it is their party members.
Okay.
And then you jumping in with them for that game.
Okay. So I would just pick up... Yeah, okay. So you could play the dude named Scarlet.
Or rename them, yes. It doesn't
wrong.
Have to be a female.
There's nothing wrong with Scarlet. Well, Scarlet was part of Robin Hood's game.
There's Roderick and there's Scarlet are their default characters. It's a dude and a girl.
Right. And yes. Roderick was the chick.
Oh, yeah, when I was fucking around that one time, yeah. Scarlet the dude and Roderick the chick.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
But, I mean, there's that idea. That game's really good. People don't know enough about it. It was a fairly successful Kickstarter, but not as big as Wasteland. It's an idea. I know most of the first area all the way in. I've put a lot of hours into it because I keep starting over.
Mm-hmm.
I could have beaten this game twice, but I've played it four times up to the like third of the waypoint.
Man, I haven't even got past the first part. That's the thing. When I get into...
Oh, my God. It opens up so much, too, right after that.
Okay. The first city. I get to the first city, and I have played it about three different ways. And that first city just fucking confuses me somewhat. Now, mind you, I'm now in a mindset for a Unity-based game.
Yeah.
After playing Wasteland 2. So it would be a little easier for me to get back into Divinity because it's the same style. It's not necessarily the exact same thing, but it's the same style. And I can
same thing.
Why yeah. are you wielding your axe against me?
Well, you're going to cut yourself with that. You have to go to the hospital. Yeah. It doesn't matter. There's a study that shows you're most likely to cut yourself with a butter knife than you are with a regular knife. You're going to end up cutting yourself.
I beg to differ on that.
No.
Because you're not expecting it. So when you're doing something with a butter knife, you can cut yourself easier. You're going to hurt yourself with that. And then I'm going to have to take you to the hospital. Call your boy. Hey.
He was playing around with a knife. I'm so sorry. He's okay.
The other side, our question from last week was, what would category you would like to see us vote on for Game of the Year episode? We only had one response, and that was from the great Mr. Earl Kennedy.
Nah, it was me! Okay. It was me! I responded.
Yay.
He said Rusty's favorite of the year or Sockmaster pick of the year. They said he was joking, but I think it would be cool to do like a visual Game of the Year. Which I'm completely down with.
A visual
with that.
Game?
Yeah,
what game visuals?
Yeah, like what out? Game had the most appealing visual, the graphics, everything. It was just a beautiful game.
Okay, I could definitely do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I would like to do that.
I mean, I've got a pick for that right now. I'll wait, but
I mean, you know, movies, when they do like the Oscar or whatever, they always have like that category. It's a category in the Oscars, like, you know what I mean? Like, so why not do it on games, man? There's a lot of games that may not be the best storyline in the world, but it's got beautiful graphics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got...
Did Beyond Two Souls come out this year?
I don't know.
No.
No, I have a completely different...
That was Fold Release last year.
I'm going to keep it, but make sure that we rate that down.
Remember, that was shortly after console launch.
Yeah, it was. Say... I need to play GTA 5.
Say, what game? Let's see, I'm trying to remember the game.
Far Cry 4 looks good.
Yeah.
Which one? I'm trying to remember. Which one? Which Final Fantasy had the Gunblade?
Final Fantasy 8?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one with Chicken Squall. Wolves.
Yeah.
Chicken Wolves. When you fought the one boss towards the end, and it was the big, like the ice thing.
Yeah.
That was like one of the most beautiful parts of a game I've ever played. I'm like, that is... really, really pretty. And that wasn't even that great of graphics.
That's kind of dated, though.
But still, it was very pretty. The way it did it, I was like, that's amazing. So, I mean, I've always been a big fan of graphics. I like storyline a lot, but graphics have always been up there for me. I always think it's nice when you get a really beautifully appealing game.
Yeah. Well, I think
make or break a game.
I think that I'm going to go ahead and just weigh in on this because I really didn't last week. But... I think that one of the things that we should have is a category for story too.
Mm-hmm.
Best storyline.
Mm-hmm. That's true
too. Oh, yeah.
You know, and I think that would be my pick for what we should fill in. I mean, we've got our year's top 10, but these are the ones that we have specific picks for.
Yeah, because you could do three. You could do most visually appealing.
Mm-hmm.
You could do great storyline, and then you could get the game that has the best mixture of both. You know, like it has very beautiful graphics and the storyline is solid.
I want to go and see something different. Best character.
Here's my thing. So like, there are games that just suck me in,
mm-hmm.
and they're not always the games that look the best or have the best story. Sometimes you have games like Shadow of Mordor that suck me in that don't have the best story. It has really good visuals, but the gameplay was solid, and that's what sucks me in.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the game that everybody knows I like, 70 Days to Die, at this point. And we saw my Missing Link character.
I loved him, dude.
it doesn't look like a lot. That game started looking like a better, like a Minecraft mod. So it went from a Minecraft mod to a fully realized 3D game where it wasn't real blocky. Like used to, you'd dig dirt and it'd be blocks. Now it's all vector based graphics, or not vector. What do they call those things?
Voxel based
graphics. Based. So they have unique shapes that they kind of dig out of things, and then the ground kind of shapes itself to that.
Mm-hmm.
The terrain itself is completely randomly generated. The gameplay, I play this game in sandbox mode all the freaking time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because that game just hooks me. Every single time I play it, I will lose time and quit playing everything else. And I only haven't been playing it because I've had other stuff that I had to do.
You had real life obligations.
Moving to a house was a big deal. Like, that's kind of put a dent in my game playing. But you got games like that. You had games like Wasteland 2, which sucked me in for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. Like,
yeah.
That's easily in my top three
mm-hmm.
right now. That's the hard choice. Just because the pacing in it is really good. You don't really ever feel like you're grinding in that game. Like, you're just going mission to mission to mission. Like, there's an opportunity to grind if you do the whole Final Fantasy thing and hit every random encounter.
Right.
But you can hit your survivalism skill high enough that you don't have to do all the random stuff. And I didn't mean to play footsie, but...
Yeah.
Sure.
That game has some really good pacing in it, and it moves. Even though it's long, like, it never felt like I hit 80 hours. That's why I have 150 hours into it, because I played over and over and over again the starting area, getting used to it, and then I played one real long game.
I went.
I had 90 hours into the game before I started the game for the first time.
Okay, well, that's because you ended up. That counts all of the.
That counts all the alphas,
and right? Beta exactly. Stuff. That's the thing. I want to say that
I've beat
I put
it once.
Maybe what. I want to say that I put about 60 hours into it, though I haven't really checked.
Which game?
Wasteland 2.
Oh, yeah.
It took me about 80. I think John said it took him 80.
Really? I'm going to have to check. Golly.
But, like, that's a game, like, that didn't have the best graphics. They had really decent story. Didn't have the traditional stuff. A lot of it was text-based. Just had decent gameplay. It was a turn-based RPG.
I like your internet speed, by the way.
Yeah, it's snaps.
Nice and snappy. It's updating Steam right now.
And, and you obviously don't have the same problems you did at the old place.
I had a lot of devices on that router.
Yeah, a lot.
But now you don't.
It just has like 8 or 9 on it. So instead
eight,
of like...
8 or 9.
Instead of like 19 devices.
Right. But yeah, Wasteland 2 just, oh my god. I got sucked into that game, then I stopped. And I think I stopped at the right point before I got bogged down with it. I stopped right when I got to California, and I was able to pick it right back up again.
It's just the halfway point, basically. I mean, it's a little past the halfway point, but thematically it's like the halfway point.
Oh shit.
Oh shit indeed. What? Oh?
Worms?
What are we looking at?
Worms Battleground.
Can we see 24 hours of Worms?
Free with gold on Xbox One.
Oh, Jesus.
Here's my thing.
Worms is best done while drunk.
Yeah, but it can't get drunk for 24 hours or alcohol poison.
Yeah, well, oh, true.
I am selecting to install now.
I always... For the poor man who doesn't get to play mini... new games, you could do a game of the year, like a game that you played in 2014 that just stood out to you. I mean, it didn't have to be like a new, like one that came out in the year, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like for me, I don't get to play many new games, so when it comes to game of the year, I'm like, well, I didn't play that many, but I play games that may not have been released in 2014, but I played them during 2014.
Ooh, I think I can work that out.
So, I mean, that could
be... Well, and it's just like, I really want to put 7 Days to Die on my list, but I can't because it's still... It's an alpha 10. You know, it's an alpha, but it's the only alpha that I religiously play. There's a lot of alpha... I'm going to play a little bit of Long Dark before the year's end. I want to see what it's like, but there's no way in the world that's going to touch 7 Days. Like, 7 Days has just been...
But again, like I said, I mean, like, for me, I didn't get to play many new games this year. So, I mean, if I were to do a top 10, I'd pretty much be useless, because I don't...
Well, nobody has to say you have to do a top 10.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, but I've played a lot of games this year that I've enjoyed, and they're not from 2014.
Well, it could be Earl's top picks.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
or Earl's top plays.
Like I said, I mean, I haven't played much. I'm gonna play more Dragon Age Origins, but I really like that game.
Well,
I mean,
we can just do top play for.
I play Dark Souls. I mean, I play a bunch of stuff. So and I would like. Are we gonna do a mobile gaming of 2014?
Because you know, if you want to have that on there, yeah. Yes, but I don't mobile game at all.
Well, I mean, you don't have to, but I mean, this game came out 3 months ago.
Well, it's,
you know what I'm saying, for SuperCard, but it's got so many people downloading 3 months.
The thing about ours versus like a VGA or mm-hmm. something like that is ours is our favorites.
Yeah.
And so it's our favorites, not necessarily, it's not platform dependent. Some of us are going to probably pick stuff from the year. I'm going to try to pick stuff from the year, but there's going to be things that I played last year too.
Yeah. So
I played 7 days last year. I'll be playing it in the next year. You know, that's probably my top game, even though it's an alpha. Oh, that's a sad thing.
Oh, I hope this is still there on Friday.
What?
Excuse me. Sorry, guys.
Deluxe Edition Titanfall. Mm. Oh, it's only $12. That's not bad.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
With the season pass.
I already have a season pass, so I'll just...
I think that... Well, that's the thing. Mm.
If this is there on Friday.
I don't think it is. It's Cyber Monday. It's probably Cyber Monday.
Oh, yeah. I bet that's true.
Okay, yeah, so... The DLC for it's been like $6.99 for a month.
I have in all of my games here. Let's see.
You know, I didn't say Dark Souls 2, but that's another game.
Dark Souls.
Ooh, look at that.
Wasteland 2, 78 hours.
This is the top five.
And that is in my top five... longest played games. XCOM.
XCOM. Number four, which is Fallout New Vegas.
Right, so I have Fallout New Vegas at 86 hours, XCOM at 103, Skyrim at 154.
Not Skyrim, the older... Oh, it is
Skyrim. Skyrim. And then Dota at 277.
You have... I think you have 1 hour shy of his Dota 2, because I think your Dota 2 is 278. I think yours is 278.
Thanks for giving me that extra intro.
Hey, you're welcome, buddy. Hey, I'm not here to bash.
We broke out the rulers and we found
out. So hold on, guys.
I'm the judge.
Hey, all the women will tell you every inch matters.
I'm just saying. Some say it's the girth.
We just went there.
Yeah, we did.
When don't we go there?
Oh, Jesus.
But epistemic jokes.
Hold on.
I'll be right.
Hold on. He's going to go touch his penis.
Is he going to go grab his girth?
He's like, this is why does a pack of cigarettes, guys?
So, since we're in the topic and everything, your free games with gold for December Xbox One, of course, is getting Worms Battlegrounds.
I'm worth it. I bought that damn game.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to get it for free.
And that's on the Xbox One, so.
And then for 360 owners, from the 16th to the 31st is SSX.
Okay. That's the snowboarding game, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then December 1st through the 15th, you will get the Raven Legacy of a Master Thief.
Raven.
Okay, so what was the first one again?
Raven, the Legacy of a Master Thief is the 1st through the 15th, and then 16th through the 31st is SSX.
Okay, so I still have to plug it in.
My statement. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. His Dota 2, only 276. Sorry, you got that extra inch on him. I'm sorry,
you won. You won, buddy. I'm sorry.
I stole it was 276. I had to go check.
So I was the one that was an hour.
You were like, sorry, ladies.
Dude, Earl gave you the inch and then he stole it back.
Yeah, I'm like, sorry,
guys. I accidentally hit the ruler with my wrist. Hold on. My bad.
Wow. It took me forever to figure out how to get to your damn favorites out there. That's how much I don't use Steam. I really have to get internet to my computer so I can do something on Steam.
Ooh, okay, so... Yeah.
Because, I mean, I've got a Steam profile. I started it up earlier in the year, so I wouldn't be the only person without a Steam profile. But... I just never played any games on it.
Ah, all right. So, man,
this year will be interesting picks. Like, I thought it wasn't going to be a year of a lot of stuff, and it's turned out to be a year with way more than I had time for.
Yeah.
Well, and yeah. I'm not, like, trying to, like, big dick this, but I have the least obligation in terms of some things.
I believe we know Rusty's the big dick in the room. So. Just saying.
But, like, time-wise, in a way, I had more time than everybody else. So I played the most games, but I still didn't play everything.
Oops, sorry.
How about you go ahead and turn that whistle off?
I thought I did have it off.
Apparently he's whistling at you, big boy. You can
change that ringer.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I mean, you had the most time out of everyone, but then when everything went down, and you know what I'm saying, you were like, look, I'm going to get a house because that's where I'm at in my life. That cut into that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it did cut into that for about 2 months.
Yeah, honestly. Because you were so big. That's what I'm saying. So that if you hadn't had to have done that, you probably would have played more, I believe.
I think I probably would have too, but like I ran out of time. Like I think the Game of the Year episode is going to happen a little ways after the end of the year. Like I just don't have enough time.
Yeah,
that may give me enough time to complete Origin DAO, and then I'll be able to really. Because here's the thing, I know you probably already.
I want to have it recorded by the end of.
I know you probably already covered it in an episode way in the past when it came out. But Dragon like Age I said, Orchard I mean, came if out I
so far back that I talked about it on the carousel when it first started.
So what I'm saying is, if I can beat it before the end of the year, I would probably. I mean, my review probably doesn't mean much, but I'd give a review on it.
Let's see.
It made my top 10 games of all time.
To beat.
So
yeah, I get like
Orchard. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and do that.
So all I know is this. About
50 hours.
All I know is this.
Okay.
Apparently, one of these Saturdays. In December, I think it's the 6th, I really do. In the morning, my wife has taken the kids to see Santa at a place, not in that Bass Pro. We're going to go to Bass Pro with the kids. But I got like an hour. She's going to be gone. That's an extra hour of video gaming I'm going to get to do. I was all excited.
Okay.
So, and then in the same vein, PlayStation's free games for December, PS4. Fans will get Injustice Gods Among Us Ultimate Edition.
Well.
And Secret Ponchos.
Secret Ponchos.
You know what I thought?
Idea. You know what I thought? You know what I thought of when I heard that? I think it was It's Always Sunny and No. I forget which one it was, but it was the Poncho Monster. Was that Always Sunny Poncho Monster?
Is that Secret Ponchos? So.
Yeah, Secret Ponchos.
I forget which one. No, it wasn't. It was, I forget which one it is, but the chick was a therapist. But yeah, the Poncho Monster. That was hilarious.
And then for PS3, you're going to get Hitman HD Trilogy.
Hell yeah.
And Deadly Premonition, the Director's Cut.
Fuck, I need to go get my PS4 or PS3 fixed or
something.
Yeah.
And for PS Vita... you're going to get Final Horizon and Titan Attacks.
Hell yeah. That's my game of the year. Not really. I don't even know what that is.
Did you look at main plus extras, Rusty?
Yeah. How long to be for Dragon Age Origins main plus extras is 60 hours.
Hold on. So if I can not make my wife mad and play 5 days a week, 3 hours, what's that, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, and just... do it like I'm supposed to.
Yeah, a month.
15, 30, 45, 60. That's 4 weeks. That's a month. I think I can complete that in a month estimated. I think I can complete that in 2.
Okay.
I would be able to beat that. I'd be right at the end of January. So I wouldn't have it all the way done by the time you did yours, but I think I'm going to do it.
Well, it's only December 1st.
I know. I'm going to do it. I'm going to power through that. My wife's going to be like, I don't care. I got to do it.
I can't believe I put 60 hours into Inquisition already, to be honest with you.
I didn't
realize I've been playing that much.
I know, right?
I did.
You have a lot more hours to go if you've really done what you said you've done.
Well, yeah.
You had a long
way. I've got a long way to go. I'm only about halfway through, I think. Or if that. Because I'm before Empress. So.
You're like 15 hours behind me at the same
good game. Good game. High five. Good game.
Okay.
Good game.
Hey, good game going for 100% completionist there, Rusty.
Oh, dude. Here's the thing. I'm going to be honest with you on this. I don't play games on hard mode. I don't. But I'm getting mad because I'm going to tell you something. I'm a casual. I ain't going to play around. And it said no friendly fire. But damn it, my spells are getting friendly fire. And I think the game's lying to me. I really do. I'm not even going to lie to you on that.
Oh, if you're playing a mage, friendly fire sucks balls.
It does.
There's friendly fire on Origins and there's not on any of the other ones because they realize when you fill up a whole room of fire,
you're all going to die.
At least on...
I just think it's funny because it was like, no friendly fire allowed. I'm like, all right, great. And then I did that force field. And I'm like, I did one of the spells and it hit the dude and he like hurt him. I'm like, sons of bitches, you said there was no friendly fire.
Well, because I used to light a room on fire and kill all my guys.
I know.
Friendly fire... Okay.
I know. I was just saying. But yeah, so that hindered me. I spent like 10 minutes trying to figure out what spell I was going to go with because I'm like, this all these spells I won't say friendly fire.
The friendly fire stuff has to do with AoE attacks.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have like a, you'll probably end up with like Inferno, which does the whole room turns mm-hmm. into a fireball.
Right.
The directed spells you can still misclick and hit your own guys with.
Oh, I know. I've hit him in the back many times with horror, and he gets upset. And I'm like, look, dude, get out of the way of the bolt. I'm like, I'm casting here, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna stand right here. Like, well, you know what? Now you're scared.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm really digging Dark Dragon's Age. So
yes,
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it before the game of the year.
Dark Souls.
So I keep wanting to say Dark. No, no, no.
Dark Age.
Justin knows.
Dark Age.
I want to keep saying Dark Age. I really do. I don't know why.
So all right. So now, yeah. Okay. Right. Okay. What?
So did anybody find any news?
I got a little bit. What? This was 19 hours ago because Black Friday sale numbers came in.
It was down. I heard about that.
Xbox One beat PS4 at Black Friday.
Because they dropped the price by $100.
Not only that, but
I mean, you had them doing exclusive deals like through Walmart to get the X-Bone Master Chief Collection and a game of your choice plus mm-hmm. Xbox Live Gold.
I just want to say something.
For 12 months. For
$350?
$379.
Where was I? Why didn't... Listen, I'm poor. Why did they not send me an email that said, hey, we're doing a fake Amazon site. Go to Walmart and get the PS4 for $90. Why didn't I get this memo? Why didn't I get this memo?
I heard
memo?
About that. There was somebody working for me.
That's like, my roommate, news. Just, that's my just news I have.
PS4 on a misadvertised...
Yeah, and someone made a fake Amazon site and they got a... I don't know how many people did it, but... Nationwide, they got a ton of PS4s, $90. Listen, scammers, if you're gonna do this, email me and let me know.
I want to know your illegal movies.
Yeah, because that made Walmart, except for like produce, and they even got them on that because Amazon was selling Pepsi for like 25 cents and they had to do it. And they were like, well, we got to match it. So now they like Walmart changed their policies for price matching again because. The PS4 scandal, and then people were getting like 24 packs or 12 pack bottles for like 25 cents because Amazon, and they had to match it because that's what they said they were doing.
Right.
So now they had to change their whole price match thing again.
Now if you go into Walmart to try to price match something, they put you through the fucking ringer.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Crystal price matches on groceries just to save money.
You have to.
And they're having her produce the paper showing the... You know, the item itself circled. And if you're trying to do anything that's online, it has to be a non-marketplace thing. Yep. So if it's sold by Amazon, not a marketplace seller, then...
They won't do it.
Yeah, it's got... It's,
yeah.
They've really...
So that's what I'm saying.
I can imagine that they're losing money. They're probably... They're selling PS4s for cheaper than...
All I'm saying is it was $90. I could have forked over $90 to get a damn PS4.
I was the same way, dude. When I found that out, I was one day too late.
Yep. All I'm saying is that no one ever tells me when cool things are happening.
Yeah. There was a run on PlayStation 4.
Yeah, so that's my news. Listen, people. If you're going to be that awesome... Just send tiltcast.com an email and let us know.
So anyways.
I may not go through with it, but damn it, just let me know.
We got anything else?
No. Let's see. I've got a... This is a couple things. Just nothing really jumps out at me.
This is the time of year.
I mean, most of the stuff is like, you know, the Black Friday, Cyber Monday stuff. Cyber Monday's still going on, well, for the next hour at least. And then, not a whole lot of gaming. This is the dead part of the year for most gamers, or game developers. I'm seeing a lot of, like, Ubisoft's I'm Sorry's, and...
Also, if you want to contribute to one of us getting a new game system, let us know.
Shameless plug.
I'm just saying.
Only it's PS4.
I'm seriously going to GoFundMe and be like, I need a PS4. Please help.
Yeah, and I can't afford to buy another
video. I've gone on to I went on to GoFundMe and looked at it, and one guy had one on there was like, I'm a dad of four. I really would like a PS4. Why don't you try? And a little bit helps. And he had like four backers, and it was like up to $100. And then there was a comment on there that was like, why is it you have four backers at $100, but my friend who's trying to help his grandma out with her medicine because she has stage 4 cancer can't even get one backer?
Jeez.
And then there's those wonderful people on there that was like, maybe no one likes your grandma.
Oh my God.
And I just laughed. And I didn't mean to, because that's mean. But I was like, if you put a question like that, there's going to be on someone that's going to say that.
There's going to be some smart ass.
But yeah, I thought that was, you know, in the reality thing, yeah, the grandma should have got it back. The guy should have got it back, but I just thought it was funny.
All right, well, I've got a couple things. Telltale Games, Game of Thrones.
Ooh, I'm interested in that.
That is coming out, well, when it rolls over to midnight, so... So PC and Mac's gonna have that on.
That's nice.
You know, on the 2nd of December.
That's really cool.
Xbox One, 360 will have it on the 3rd, and PS4 will have it on the 4th.
Be like that e-card where he's like, "Fuck it," and the paper rolls up. He's like, "I'm playing this Thursday. I need all those papers."
Right. No, so I mean, there's a lot of people that's watching that because.
Did George R. R. Martin have a big hand in this?
I don't know.
Like, did they be like, hey, look...
I don't even know the premises. And the reason why I haven't really looked into it is because I don't want it to fuck anything up. I mean, I'm not a reader of the books. I watch the shows.
So I've read some of the books. There was a thing if you go on Facebook and you haven't followed them, you need to do Game of Thrones House of Stark. Because they have really funny pictures, and that's where I found a lot of stuff from, like, George R. R. Martin. They'll do his tweets. Mm-hmm. But they have one on it's like a Facebook, and it was like, can anyone help me with this? And it had Jaime Lannister, and it says, you cannot set your relationship with dating your sister. And down below it had Ned Stark, and he was like, maybe you should change your nickname to the Queenslayer.
Oh.
And it was the funniest thing I've ever read. But yeah, it was great. It was really good. They're great.
Hey, you know what's weird about this? It doesn't have... This is the art style. Did you look at the art style?
No.
Is it kind of like a...
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah, like, no, cool. It looks pretty... It looks pretty amazing.
It doesn't... It is not like the other ones they've done.
Yeah, it looks pretty amazing. Now...
So,
it
does. Is that right?
Yeah.
That
it does.
Yeah.
Can I kill my dad on the crapper? I need to know this. Can I kill my dad on the crapper? Because that's going to just
determine. He's going to double check. Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
That is the Telltale game, and it's done just like the fucking movie. All right, we got to wrap up, guys.
Okay, so. Well, there's one more thing. Those people who are playing Advanced Warfare religiously, and by religiously meaning the top 100 players on Advanced Warfare, got a set of unique armor from Sledgehammer.
Really?
So, and it looks pretty badass. It's really, really awesome looking. But what the commenters are saying is like, yes, it's visually impressive, and it looks like a giant shoot me first sign.
Right.
Huge, glowing shoot me first sign on the back.
Hey, did you see this, Rusty?
Mm,
this is really random, but we're talking about things to play.
Yes.
a Witcher board game on PC for
$8.99. What?
There you go. A Witcher adventure game for $8.99.
So this is something that they just put out on that website, on the thing for Facebook.
Nice.
They put Star Wars in with it, and it just made everything better.
Yes.
God, I love them so much. Just, they have such
just do it.
Just do it.
And just as a last thing, I know not many people care, but evidently Super Smash Brothers for the Wii U has become the fastest selling Wii U game in the U.S.
My,
selling 490,000 copies over 3 days after release.
Yeah,
I really wanted it, but I don't have anybody to play
with. We were playing Super Smash Brothers on the Wii, which I suck at it immensely. And my niece by marriage was talking about my nephew by marriage was like, I wish I could play the one on Wii U. And she was like, oh, well, my boyfriend has it, and it's amazing. And you saw this look of envy and like, I want to push my sister down an elevator shaft on his face because he hadn't got to play it yet.
Some people are really into their Smash Brothers.
I'm not.
It looks really fun. I just, again, one of those things, party game. Don't have a lot of parties over here in my 30s where people are playing video games. I don't live in a dorm room. If I lived in a dorm room, it would be like fucking amazing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, in a dorm setting, you have like the revolving door situation where everybody just comes over and plays Wii and gets drunk in your fucking dorm room.
Yeah, that would be the game to have. In my setting, it would be a single player game, and I don't think that's the way that's meant to be played.
When we were younger and we played at my best friend's house, we did. It was Killer Instinct.
Well, we tried that earlier today, actually.
We're not pretty good. Worms Armageddon was mine.
So speaking of worms, we're going to have to do some of that. But do we have anything else?
That's it. That's all I've got.
All right. Peace out, homes. Bye.
So we will wrap up. Don't forget, friends of the show, fortheliveofgaming.com, Elseworlds Podcast, carouselpodcast.com, tvgp.tv, they do good things, and I'm doing them before I forget them, as well as noquarters.net and bmfcast.com. Find us at Facebook or Twitter or Stitcher or iTunes and just search the word Tiltcast.
Be careful with Stitcher. There's been some issues.
We have the least listens from there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm one of them, sir. Thanks for making me feel like the 1%.
You are. You are the 1%.
Also, our Twitch feed is just twitch.com/Tiltcast. Find us on YouTube at The Real Tiltcast.
I'll let you know when we release something. It's been a year and a half.
Yep. Yeah, we'll start working on that.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna set up Twitch, you know, on my PC, and I gotta get the information from you to be able to do so. But I want to throw up some test feeds just to see how it works. So
surprisingly, very easy.
All right.
So that we're gonna wrap up the show. We will be back next week.
All right.
Peace.
See you guys later.
I love you.